like everyone's like deficit approach model, like look what you're not doing and fix it. No, what you're doing that works, capitalize on that, keep going with it.
Right.
Forget about, you know, like if something's not working, that's fine, but if you have something that works, just go with it.
Yeah.
Don't stop. Just keep
Don't
pushing.
Try to fight it, yeah.
Because that's what's going to keep you going in the right direction.
Just find something that you like and fucking go for it and put all your energy into it. If you really do that, then you're going to fucking figure it out.
You want to find a problem that all of us have, and you want to find a way to solve that problem.
2 hours and less than $200, you're fucking in business running off of your fucking phone.
Everybody wants to be a boss. Cool. It's okay to not be a boss.
Exactly.
It's okay to be Robin. You know
what
I mean? Like, you don't have to be fucking Batman.
Exactly.
You know? Like, sometimes Robin will say Batman.
Don't get it twisted, though. We're definitely going to be smoking weed.
Welcome back, guys. We are here today with some special guests from Toronto. We're with our boys, Marco and Mike from Bong Fresh Official.
What's going on, guys?
We're excited to be here.
Thanks
for having us.
All the way from Canada, East Coast Canada, coming out to chop it up with us. I'm your host, Derek. Co-host, Derek. And this is... the other
like
co-host.
Usual, Aaron.
Aaron, we're here.
What's up,
Aaron's
guys?
About to take
smoke
a
smoke some purple here and get this party started.
Today we also have a special guest producer, young Kevin.
All right.
He's over there tickling the keys for us, pulling up whatever we need. So yeah, let's get this shit started. Thanks for coming down, guys. You guys, Mike flew in today. You've been.
Yep, I was already here.
Marco's been here.
Been here for a couple weeks now.
So yeah, these guys, they have a company called Bong Fresh Official, or Bong Fresh.
Bong Fresh, yeah.
And so yeah, and it's a glass cleaning solution.
All and natural, 100% all natural glass cleaner.
Mikey, pH neutral, scent free.
He's better with the technical stuff.
All natural, 100% natural, pH neutral, so no water spots on your glass. Keeps it clean. It's a concentrate, so you dilute it unlike anything else. So you get, like, on a bottle you get 20 plus cleanings out of it. We want to do something different in the market than what was already out there. So
nice, man.
And then we have our cleaning tool too,
the little Tiki cleaning tool.
Oh, you got it there. Yeah,
you got right here. So it's really cool technology where you can like use a magnet, and they have little scrubbers that you can, different size scrubbers as
well.
That you can drop into your smoking apparatus.
Three different sizes.
Yeah, we have three different size scrubbers, 60 mil, 10 mil, and a mini 5 mil, so you can get all your nooks and crannies, everything clean. Where's that box that you brought? Is that close?
We gotta reach over to the goodies box.
Oh, we got some goodies coming.
Where did it go? We got the finest Canadian delicacies.
Hey, so how's that purple taste, Aaron?
Not bad.
Purple's good?
It's like Christmas, you can let them open it.
Oh yeah, sorry, man. We just brought you a couple things.
I think he's more excited for the chocolate.
We already brought you the tikis and stuff like that. I know you guys used them, so we appreciate it.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, what?
But we wanted to make sure that you had enough supply.
What is this?
Yeah, so we brought you a refill.
Dude, you got the big bottle.
Yeah, it's a big bottle.
Yeah, so Mike watches the show. He sees how filthy all of our fucking bugs are. It's like, we need to go visit these dudes.
Bring some good.
Bam! Coffee crisp.
Yeah. Tell me you've never had those before.
I don't think I have, but...
Okay, good.
I mean...
It was Marco's idea.
And, you know, they don't have them in the States, so I figured maybe bring a Canadian treat for them.
That's sick. That's
and
good.
I'm a fucking coffee crackhead.
Yeah,
so. Oh, yeah.
There you go.
So that's perfect.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, so... I got all that out of the way. I got those plugs.
That's it.
Let's talk about Toronto. Let's talk about fucking Toronto. OVO.
Yeah.
This, what is it? The Six?
The Six.
Is that what it's
that's,
called?
That's what we call
that's
it.
Calling it.
Yeah.
So, we don't get out a lot because we're stuck in this office. I used to get out a lot.
Yeah.
So, what's the cannabis scenario like in Toronto?
There's actually some exciting stuff happening right now in the GTA.
Yeah.
In all
of Canada.
In all of Canada, actually.
What's going on? Let's fill us in, please.
Basically, it's supposed to be completely legal by July 2018.
Just recreational across federally.
Everywhere.
At this point, I think their main goal is, right now, they're focusing on getting the infrastructure in place,
mm-hmm.
With having the proper places to sell it, retailers. But I think that's happening from what I understand.
Yeah, so that they're trying to figure out how they're going to sell. Like, for example, for like alcohol in Ontario, It's basically Monopoly. There's a beer store in the LCBO, and they control all the alcohol.
So the Liquor Control Board of Ontario's the LCBO.
Is basically trying to distribute pot across Ontario, at least, because everything's provincially. So in Ontario, they want to have designated stores. I think it's like 50 across the province.
Okay.
And they're going to distribute it. But all the dispensaries that are currently open for medicinal purposes, they get cut out of the program.
Mm. So we're going to switch that out. What's the legal age in Ontario to drink? Is it 18 or 19?
19.
It's 19.
Yeah. Except in Ontario it is, and in Quebec it's 18.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It's 19 pretty much in all of Canada.
Yeah, except for Quebec.
Except for Quebec.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys want to hit this. I will put this right here. Awesome. So, and just to fill people in who've never been in Canada, you're talking about you have your beer stores that are separate.
So there's an LCBO, which controls all the liquor,
mm-hmm.
right? Just like rum, vodka, and all that, wines.
I mean, they have some beer.
Yeah, they have some beer, but they're limited, so they can't carry anything larger than, anything larger than a 12-pack. And then there's the beer store that carries all your, so they carry single cans, sixes, 12-packs, 24s, so they're allowed to carry the big cases. But what the beer store also does is they facilitate all the returns of the empty bottles, because we pay deposits on the bottles.
Mm.
So on every, so let's say you buy a 6-pack, you're paying 60 cents on top of it, and then when you bring the bottles back, you get 60 cents back.
Okay, yeah. Oh, we have something similar to that, but it's just, everybody just recycles.
Yeah, but it's only for alcohol.
Yeah.
Everything else is just normal recycling. It's only for alcohol.
Okay. Interesting, because I remember I've been to Vancouver a bunch of times, I've been to Montreal a few times. I just remember trying to get alcohol was like a mission. You have to go to the store, close it at a certain time.
Montreal's like better because they sell it in corner stores and stuff. In Ontario, it's only the beer store and LCBO. Now they opened it up to some grocery stores, but it's very limited what they carry as well.
Okay.
Go ahead.
What'd you think of Montreal? You said you have some limited time in Canada.
Yeah, I've been to Vancouver 3 or 4 times, and I spent decent amount of time there. Montreal was pretty in and out. I went for a week one time, and I was just in for a weekend for a contest.
Nice.
The contest, it was just like back and forth from the
So you didn't get a chance to see the city, kind of get out of that.
Yeah, one time. Yeah, and the one time I was there for a week, it rained like 6 days.
Nice.
Wow. So we were like just crammed in the apartment.
Nice.
But it's beautiful. I definitely more experience in Vancouver, which is a beautiful city as
Vancouver's
well. Just
amazing.
So nice.
Have you been to Canada?
I haven't been anywhere.
Never.
Oh,
I've been to Mexico and the Bahamas. That's my goal for next year.
We're gonna get your points.
Try to start traveling.
Come to Canada.
I'd love to.
Toronto would be dope, dude. Yeah. Go to Raptors game.
I mean, come after.
Stuff to,
what is it after to... July or June?
July.
After July. 18th.
Oh yeah, for
get
sure.
For that. Okay.
What is it? July to like October. Like you have like 3 months.
No. But July 18th is when they legalize it, right? So I mean, imagine that part yet.
Yeah, right.
We're doing it.
That's a good reason to come.
If it's going down, you guys are definitely coming.
We're doing podcast on location.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. That's a good idea. At
the park. It'll be beautiful.
Yeah, there's lots of places to shoot.
Yeah.
Dude.
I like that.
Awesome. So we have legalization coming soon.
Yeah.
And that's like a for sure thing.
Nothing's for sure. You know how it goes, right?
Yeah.
But as of right now, they're saying this is when they want to do it.
Okay.
Whether they do it or not, no one knows. But right now, they're trying to figure out and fine tune. You know, the sale of it and how to, you know,
how to regulate everything.
Well, even with regulations, what they want to do is like, so I think they wanted the legal age of, was it 19?
It's 18 to own or to have on you, and then 19 to buy.
Yes, so it's something like that, but they want to increase the penalty if you're under the age.
Interesting.
Because they don't want anyone
just to really fuck those kids' lives up even more.
But there's something with, you do have an opportunity to grow a limited number of plants yourself.
Yeah, four plants, but I think they have to be all different times.
Stages.
Stages.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Just to make sure you're not fucking getting that Pablo on up there.
Yeah, right. And again, everything's still so preliminary. Every day is a new story on it.
Yeah.
It's kind of how it is here. It's like always hearing different things every day. It's like, it's supposed to be one thing, but it's just like, who knows at this point? It's just the Wild West.
That's exactly what it is. Even the stocks. Like, people are like throwing crazy money into weed stocks right now in Canada because it's on the brinks of legalization, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it's going up, and then it comes down, and then the news has like one story about something like, you know.
Dude, it's so crazy.
Yeah, and then it just all the way back up again. So everyone's just jumping on it. And
that's it. You should talk about Shopify real quick.
Yeah.
because we invest in Shopify, because obviously you listen to the podcast.
Yeah.
Firmly believe in Shopify. Shopify being Shopify the future.
Yeah.
Everybody starting their own businesses. That's the best platform to sell your merch on.
Mm-hmm. They give you the best tools to like build your business.
Yeah.
I think they're headquartered in Canada too.
But tell them about. So we've been investing
in
Shopify.
Yeah, we've been doing like maybe what last like 6 months. We've been investing in it. And it's crazy. Like it'll shoot up and then it'll go down and it'll shoot up. It's just like it's like waves. And then
on Facebook, everything is like Shopify. Start your own business.
All I get marketed to.
Everything.
That's the beauty of it, because if you have your Facebook followers and you start a Shopify, it links directly to your store.
Whereas if you have
a big cartel, or if you have Squarespace or you have Wix or whatever and you're trying to start a store, you're not going to have that direct traffic from your social media platforms to your store.
Yeah, it integrates with like a lot of other, integrates with Amazon
too, which
is kind of cool, but yeah, no, just recently, like, it shot up to like $120 a share or whatever, and like within like 3 months it went from like 80 to 120, which is like pretty significant.
It depends what they're releasing and who's publicizing it, right? Because they get like one story by like Gary Vee or something, it's like
it goes up.
And this one company, this like investment firm or whatever, put out this story saying like, oh, Shopify is just trying to trick people into blah blah blah, and they're making everyone think that they're going to become a millionaire and all this stuff, and then boom, this stock just dropped like $20-something like overnight, pretty much.
Yeah,
it's starting to climb back, but it's just like, it's a crazy cycle.
No, it is.
It's crazy.
It's
waves.
What you put into it, right? Like everyone's on like the build a website, sell stuff, and everyone's like publicizing it, right? Shopify is the best,
right?
Like, hands down, right?
For
but
sure.
It's what you do with it. So like everyone's gonna put in their 2 cents here and there.
Of course, yeah.
And it just, when you have that much power, this one dude says one thing, and it just drops 20% overnight.
Yeah.
It's fucking insane.
It's pretty wild how it fluctuates like that. It's pretty interesting.
Well, that's the volatility of it, right? That's what they want you to invest in.
That's exactly
what
it's
like. It's like gambling, yeah.
It's exactly. You're just reading your articles every morning, staying up on your shit.
Glorified gambler.
I don't know what I'm doing at all.
Do you guys have Shopify for you guys? Story?
Yeah, so Shopify is a platform almost like...
So we use Wix. Only because there's a few widgets that we really, really wanted,
mm-hmm.
and that we love. I have another company that I use Shopify for, and I use another one with GoDaddy, because
mm-hmm.
that was back in the day when
GoDaddy was same shit.
GoDaddy was like at the top, and then like everyone else came out the gates guns blazing because I saw the potential in it. But Shopify, I find Shopify is the best.
Mm-hmm.
I like Wix because some of the widgets that Shopify doesn't have, and then after GoDaddy,
mm-hmm.
that's how I'd probably rank them.
Do you guys have problems like with like selling glass cleaner online? I guess you know how we've had problems with merchants and stuff because you're selling stuff related
your
to smoking
or shut down or whatever.
So I think we've been fairly lucky.
Yeah.
We worked hard at branding our product so that like it's specifically for this industry. We all know what it's for, but at the same time, there's no like when we designed the labels and everything, we didn't want any cannabis on it. So for a couple reasons, one, first and foremost, we know that there's a lot of people that smoke, and maybe for medicinal reasons,
mm-hmm.
and we saw that there was a lot of branding in the market that was kind of, you know, Rasta themed and like
mm-hmm.
cannabis themed, and which is cool.
Right.
But you know, for a 60-year-old woman who's you know, smoking for medicinal reasons,
mm-hmm.
And wants to clean her piece, she might not want that sitting under her shelf that her grandkid sees or whatever.
Right.
So like we tried to go for a really clean label.
More professional.
Yeah, and so we're lucky with that in that when we sell online, we haven't really run into issues with being flagged or having it removed,
mm-hmm.
With one exception, which was, correct me if I'm wrong, but there was one website that we set up an account on, just in addition to our online sales, at you know, fairly early on, it was flagged and removed.
Yeah.
And we weren't, when we inquired about it, we weren't actually really given a good reason
mm-hmm.
for that.
Of course.
It's an all natural product. It's food grade, you know, chemicals, or not, sorry, not chemicals, but like everything in it is food grade. So it's 100% natural and biodegradable. So there's no reason why, like it can't be on there. I don't know. I think maybe someone within the organization just took it upon themselves to to remove it, thinking that it might tarnish their image, but it's all good.
Yeah, we got shut down for selling clothes.
Really?
Just hats and t-shirts.
I mean, we currently sell in, we have distributors in stores in three different countries.
Mm-hmm.
So we're selling across borders. We've never had an issue. We've never had an issue with that one exception.
Right.
But it sounds like you guys only had one time.
So yeah, it was actually with Shopify. I got an email one day saying, hey, we can no longer process your payments. You're related to cannabis. It's federally illegal, blah, 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 all this stuff. And then I kind of, asked a few questions, kind of let them know I'm clearly not doing anything illegal. I'm selling t-shirts.
Right.
Like, I don't know. It was really strange to me. I feel like it's almost like, I don't know the word, but I'm selling t-shirts with, I'm not selling weed. You know what I mean? I'm not selling glass. I'm not selling anything.
Exactly.
I'm selling clothes. Like, but like, it's
sell
clothes with beer on it. Like, you process that just fine, so why can't you process my payments? So it was strange. So I had to go to another merchant, and then we tried to do glass at one point too. We had a couple bongs up, and fairly quickly we got something from PayPal. Same thing, froze the account. And then I have a lot of other buddies and stuff that have websites that sell glass, and it's just so many nightmares and horror stories. It's insane.
Well, even some banks have red flags in Canada about it.
Yeah,
because the regulations still aren't kind of there. So if someone is going in,
mm-hmm.
for whatever, like selling any type of product related to it, some banks kind of shy away from it, and other banks are really open to it.
Yeah,
right. Like people know, people smoke, and it's on the cusp of legalization.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of banks, because of the stigma and all that, they just want to stay away from it. Whether it's due diligence or whatever the case is,
mm-hmm.
that's kind of where they're at. But
the question is, will this change quickly? Once legalization happens, will it be a flip of the switch? Like, now everything's cool.
Or is just playing catch up?
Yeah.
It's
hard to say. If you look at prohibition, right? It took time for everything to slowly progress to where it is.
Yeah.
But I think because, we're dealing now compared to back then, everything goes a lot faster.
Mm-hmm.
So if they do fully legalize it,
mm-hmm.
I think the regulation will be the hardest thing. I mean, in terms of the enforcement, it'd be the same thing as alcohol, realistically,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah, very similar.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. In January, it officially goes into effect here, so...
It's been kind of gray all year.
Yeah, it's been kind of strange,
yeah.
It's been in, a gray area.
Well, I think it's that's how we feel, and you can correct me, in Canada, it's still kind of gray, you know what I mean? It's
mm-hmm.
not... there's nothing illegal about selling... our product,
mm-hmm.
There's no reason why that company should have taken our account down.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just someone took it upon themselves to.
It's just the criteria of paraphernalia or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Lump it into that category. Yeah.
Well, that's what I mean. It's all cookie cutter, right? Some guy just copies and pastes off of something and just oh, this is it. Here you go, guys.
And then some random person decides that that's what,
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
It, right?
Says deny.
Yeah, yeah.
Somebody who's making
just
$10
one person
an hour.
In there, because actually, when I didn't want to get into it too much, but when we researched it further. That company actually has products for sale in there that are related to cannabis, and when we brought that up, there was no response to that.
It
so
was just
it's one person
yeah.
that took it upon themselves to say, you know what, I don't want to do this.
Yeah,
I don't want this on there.
Yeah, that's interesting. So have you guys always been entrepreneurs, or is this kind of out of the blue, or what's the story with that? Did you guys get started?
So it's a little bit of an interesting story.
Uh-huh.
I've owned. I actually went to school for engineering. I went to university of engineering, everything. And then I got out into the workforce and I realized that it sucks. and so I decided, I kind of took it upon myself to I've always kind of had that entrepreneur thing in me.
Mm-hmm.
And I dabbled with some things. And when it started to get really bad at the company I was with, I was working in Detroit for 5 years, and I saw this idea. Someone else was doing it, and I kind of took it upon myself to kind of tweak it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I ran with that, and I started a company. And it's been 11 years now, and it's done really well,
mm-hmm.
fairly successful. And with that, I had an opportunity to meet Mike.
Nice.
He worked for one of my business partners,
mm-hmm.
and, we toyed, we've always talked and toyed with different ideas that,
right.
I've had. And then one day, out of the blue, I kind of said, hey, man, I have this I don't know why this came to me.
In
yeah,
my dream.
Yeah, I don't know why this came to me. I'm like
8:30 in the morning.
I'm random like that, but I'm like, I got this idea, and I think it's kind of cool, but it's kind of nutty. But I really want to do it. Like I want to. And he's like, "What's the idea?" And I was like, "You know, let's make this like cleaning tool, and like there's nothing on there that has different sizes, so you can get in all the nooks and crannies. Let's make it all natural and blah blah and this and that." And he's like, "That's messed up. Okay,
let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it." And and so I hope you don't mind me telling
no,
this,
no,
but I was like, I was like, I'm a really like shitty business person. So do you want me to pay you, or do you want like half the company?
Right.
And that was like what really set everything in motion, because he came back and he was like, "I want half." I'm
yeah.
like, "Yeah, this guy's
like,
invested.
Let's do it.
We're
yeah.
gonna we're
well,
gonna rock this."
That's
up.
The thing, right? Like it's 100 or nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no point, like, you know, doing that. And like my background, so
yeah. But a lot of people would have said, "I'll just take the money, man. Like I'll just
oh,
take
yeah.
the
well,
check, and
it's
then
fast
it's
cash,
easy,
right?
Yeah.
Everyone
mm-hmm.
chooses fast
yeah.
cash.
Mm-hmm.
Like
yeah.
my background, like my parents were entrepreneurs, and
mm-hmm.
then I went to school, got my bachelor's in HR,
mm-hmm.
did the corporate world. Well, nah, I wouldn't say I wasn't cut out for it. Just it wasn't for me for the type of personality I am, and you know what I enjoy and stuff like that. So I kind of steered away from that, and then I met Marco. Kind of, I had a business on the side that I'd opened up in university, an online business
mm-hmm.
that's been fairly successful, still operating. And then he kind of got together, tossed ideas back and forth, and yeah, that was basically
this
it.
This one was a little bit unique in that this is the first time. That manufacturing, like we had to go source the designs and the manufacturing and all this stuff. So there was a lot of obstacles to overcome.
Right.
It was challenging, but it was like, you know, once you overcome those obstacles, it's so gratifying. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And by challenging, like a year and a half of
yeah,
design
yeah.
development.
I mean, just like there was so many
trial and
that
error
were just
testing.
Wrong and,
oh my gosh,
and just,
I can imagine.
I mean, even sourcing like the scrubby pads for the 5mm, like
mm-hmm.
no one. It was just impossible. For it was like one of those
yeah.
things where you're like, okay, do we give up here?
Yeah,
yeah, like at one point we're like, is it even worth it at this
yeah,
point?
Yeah,
like 2 months,
like,
we're just
it,
like,
it,
okay, can we do this?
Yeah.
You're at the hardware store, you're like, I can get all of this shit, but I
yeah.
just can't get this one fucking piece.
Yeah, it's, yeah. And then, but I mean, one of the greatest things, and there was a lot of things like this, but one of the coolest things is I'm a firm believer, as weird as it sounds, that when you put good into the universe, it comes back, right?
Right.
And we were working with a company for the cleaning solution, and it's tough to source an all-natural cleaning solution, right? So we're working with this company. Everything's good. We're almost ready to go, and they bail. So I'm like, great, right? So
of course.
We're looking for another one, and I make this call to this company out of the blue, like late on a Friday, and no one's there. So I get through to a voicemail,
mm-hmm.
and the name on the voicemail, I recognize the sound of the voice right away and the name. He's a client of mine from the other company. I'm like, dude, this is so meant to be.
He called me right after. He's like, Mike, what are you doing?
Yeah.
I
like,
gotta tell you
this.
It's
so crazy. Like, the world's so small. But anyways, he ended up manufacturing the cleaning solution for us. It was like, it just worked out. Like, there's small things like that, like small wins.
Mm-hmm.
And you go, yeah, I'm doing it for the right reason. Like, it's
yeah.
going to work out. It's just, you got to be persistent. I mean, you've been
yeah.
in business for how many years now?
We just celebrated our 6th anniversary.
Nice.
So, yeah.
So, I mean, you know yourself that there's,
yeah.
like, owning a business is very
right.
gratifying, but so much work, and it's
right.
constantly putting out fires, and, yeah, there's definitely times when it's super challenging. Dude,
yeah.
it's super
a roller coaster.
Yeah,
you have
really
those days
is.
Where like everything's good, and then like it'll be like 3 weeks of just like
right.
everything going wrong, and you're like, oh, I gotta do this, I gotta do that, and your head's in like a million different places at once.
Yep.
You're trying to figure it out.
And then after putting out all these fires and actually getting this shit done, I'm gonna let swear, right?
Yeah, you can say whatever the fuck you want.
no, but after getting overcoming all these obstacles, then you rock it out, and you're like, dude, we did it, good product,
right.
and then you throw it out there. And then you get haters, and you're like,
the trolls.
What's
yeah.
going on here? Yeah, yeah, the trolls.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's weird to me.
That's
I guess
we talk about that a lot. Like,
yeah,
dude,
yeah,
you
yeah,
can
yeah,
literally
yeah.
put out the cure for cancer, and people are gonna talk shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you
yeah,
can do
yeah.
anything, and just
yeah.
no matter
it's
what.
It's funny
because
like I'm
shit.
Like, I'll see stuff, and I take this stuff to heart, right? Because
right.
I don't know why, but I'll like see we'll post something on Instagram, and it's like, great, 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 and then someone out of nowhere will say like just something terrible, and I'm like.
Yeah.
What's up with that? Mike's like, dude, that's just the way it is. Don't sweat it.
That's
he's
how,
never
yeah.
tried it. He doesn't care. He's never interested in trying it. He just wants to talk.
Yeah.
But I guess.
You
I
guess
that
how it is.
Yeah, you guess how it is. And you can know all that shit, and you can know all that stuff in your head. Like, this person just wants
still
to be heard.
Bothers,
they're angry. They're trying to be funny. Like, whatever. And you're still like, motherfucker, you'll remember that one comment.
I will say
10
this.
Good comments.
I will say this. We do the best we can to respond to everything, like, every comment we get as professional as possible.
Right.
I mean, you're always going to get the person who's just, like, shot in the dark, just full out, like, no matter, like, even if you respond in the politest way, they're just gonna sit on their phone, just,
they're already saying that
right. But we respond to everything,
try to first time Mike's like the social media guru,
right?
Self-proclaimed.
I just have the silly ideas, and I remember the first time after we launched everything, and he's went away on vacation. He's like, dude, you gotta do the social media. And I'm like, I got this, right? And so I'm like checking out Instagram, and like legit 3 hours after he leaves, this post goes up, and this guy's like, something, your mother. And I'm like,
to don't bring her into this.
I know. He's like,
escalate.
And I'm like, oh my god, how do I respond to this? What am I gonna do? Call him? And he's like overseas and everything. And I'm like, it just came to me. I'm like, no. Our mom. I don't know if he said my mom's dirty or whatever. I'm like, my mom's not dirty. She uses her product all the time. Her glass is always clean. And he like responded right away, and he's like, that's so lit, man. I'm going to follow you guys. I'm going to buy your product. And I'm like,
well, dude, exactly.
Well, that's the thing,
what just
too,
happened?
Right?
I don't even know.
Well, you know what it is? And this is the one thing we found. Everyone's on this Instagram automation, right? So they're just
everyone's on the bots.
Yeah, just spewing out comments.
Right.
Nice. Love it.
Yeah.
Sick.
Thumbs up.
Yeah, yeah,
right?
So, like, so now everyone, like it's been happening for like 3-4 years
right.
now, right? So now everyone's guards up. As soon as they get a message, they're like, wait a second.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And a lot of people who talk shit too, like you said, they're trying to be funny, but they're so socially ridiculous that when you hit them back, they didn't know they came off that way, or they thought it was a funny joke or whatever. And then they're like, exactly, they respond like how you said. They're like,
I mean, since then it's happened quite a few times.
Yeah,
I sort of get it, but it's still a little bit difficult for me to process, like, why someone would write certain things. But yeah, you called them out, and then they're like, oh man, I didn't mean that. And I'm like, well, you kind of said it, and it's pretty harsh, but okay.
Dude, think about like a 15-year-old with a phone. Like, if I would have had a fucking cell phone and social media when I was 15, I'd be ridiculous. I'd be ruthless.
Yeah. Just trolling.
So, like, assume that every troll is like 16. Or the ones that have like kids, and then you like comment, you fucking message them, and you're like, yo, bro, you have kids. You can't be talking about kids.
Relax.
You have fucking kids. But no, I like what you were talking about earlier about just putting out fires and then good shit happening, because that's something we always say is, like, you just got to put your head down and work, and you do the 90%. A lot of people, they want to fucking just dream and believe 90% and do 10% of the work. But if you do put your head down, do the work, 90% of the work, the universe will take care of 10.
Well,
the universe will throw
you
the bone.
You gotta do the work. And a lot of people, we have this conversation all the time about working in general and work ethic and everything. You gotta do it. If you don't do it.
Unfortunately, social media kind of presents it like it's so easy, right?
Especially nowadays, everybody's an entrepreneur.
You can fucking fake it until you make it so easy. Just rent a Lambo, dude.
Smoking
mirrors,
that's the famous.
500,000 likes if you just rent a Lambo for the day and drive around in it.
Yeah.
It's fucking crazy, but
the crazy part is people know it and they still love it. That's crazy.
Exactly.
What platforms has been like the most beneficial for you guys as far as like marketing your brand? Has it been like primarily social media, or do you guys have other avenues, or what?
So out the gate, social media, like with my previous business, which I still operate, was 100% Instagram driven. Like 100%.
Yeah, online university, you said.
No. So in university, I had started it.
Mm-hmm.
I
see.
I sell products online, and that was 100% Instagram based.
Right.
100%. And then with the launch of this product, we liked the idea of organic growth. We didn't want it to blow up right out the gate, which still happened anyways, but so we did like the Instagram launch, and what we found is like direct to consumer was a big part of it,
right?
And building that rapport and relationship and engaging with them. And then now it's more of a game of getting it closer to people, because people love ordering online, but in a community based, right? People like going to their local shops. That's the biggest thing for us now.
Yeah, one of the things that we decided early on was that we weren't interested in working with a distributor.
Mm-hmm.
We felt that like we both put our heart into this. Mm-hmm. Like it's a reflection of who we are.
Right.
Going to distributor, the distributor road is great. But in speaking, we were approached by a couple, and I felt that it might dilute the brand, and it didn't offer us control over how the brand was being sold and marketed, how the products were being sold and marketed too. And I'll speak for myself and Mike too. We like to interact with our end user. We love it. That's why we take the time to respond to every person online.
You guys are really good at that.
I love feedback.
Yeah.
All of our customer submissions. Are real customer submissions. They're not paid for. We don't ask them to do it. It's like, as cheesy as it sounds, every person that orders gets a handwritten note on a Bong Fresh pad from us, both signed by both of us, with like, you know, it's unique to each person, but like part of it is like, welcome to the family. Like each person that has taken the time to invest their hard-earned cash into our product that believes in us is part of our family.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to know each and every one of them.
Right.
So I think that helps grow the brand.
No,
the Instagram platform is wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, really great. But I still think that there's room for like the old school, like one-on-one, engage with your end user and kind of sell them who you are, like sell them trust.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll purchase the product. You know what I mean? If they believe in you and that you stand behind it, then we're good to go.
Yeah.
And then they'll tell a friend.
Yeah.
Well, that's
the thing, right? Like, even when we designed everything, if it wasn't 100% what we were happy with, we didn't want to put it out.
No.
And that's why, like, we kind of... It was supposed to be released a lot earlier, like... But it was a back and forth and minor changes and, you know, this need to be changed
yeah.
that. And we wanted it the way we have it now, which we're super excited about. And people love it, which is extremely humbling for us.
Yeah, but think how cool it is too. We did this because we wanted to, and now we get to hang out with you guys, do podcasts.
Dude, it's so cool. The community part of it is the shit.
Well, that's
know?
The thing, right? Like it's so rewarding. Like what Marco said. Like we get someone messaging, like, you know, man, I really like your product, you know, but I can't order right now. Order in a few weeks, and then like in like 3-4 weeks, they message us like, hey, man, this is my order number. I just bought it, and then you write them that handwritten note with something special with the dialogue you had from before. And they get it, and they message you, and they're
connect
just
with
like,
them.
"What?" Like, it is the most unbelievable thing ever, because like they message you back, and like it's like a paragraph, and like, I'm reading it, and it's just like I can't tell you how many times like I've sent him like screenshots of like messages we get from customers, or just like, this is amazing.
That's awesome.
You,
yeah,
you mentioned
a lifetime
community.
Customer now.
The community's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you must with the clothing and stuff, you must see it too. But like I assume.
Mm-hmm.
You've been out somewhere and like seen one of your shirts or hats.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
dude. That's
yeah.
gotta be the best thing
yeah,
ever,
it's
right?
So
yeah.
fun.
Yeah.
We'll be at like a weed festival, which there's probably a chance somebody's gonna be wearing the shit there. But
yeah.
like some kid comes there, we'll see somebody and they'll be wearing our shit, and they'll see us wearing some shit. And they'll be like, "Oh, what's up?" And be like, "No way! Like you're wearing our shit. Come to the booth." They come to the booth. We hook them up with free shit just because
yeah.
they have like three hats because they bought one hat.
Yeah,
you know, like online, and it's
that's
just
yeah,
blows us away.
They're super stoked, and it's building that like long term trust and relationship, really.
Exactly.
And, like,
that's what it's all about.
A lot of times, people just want to know that there's real people on the other side, like that note thing.
Yeah.
Like, that's awesome. Like
yeah.
they know there's real people behind here packing this and shipping it and putting their energy into it. It's not
mm-hmm.
just. You know, Amazon robotic or whatever it is.
But
yeah.
how much fun is it when you see those people and you get to engage with them and you're like, here, this is for you. And they're just like,
dude, that made their day.
Yeah.
And
I know,
like, you
want to
fan out on them more than they're fanning out on
yeah.
you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, what's your name? And they're like, yo, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
That was all fun. But no, that's great. Yeah, like I was saying, I think you guys do a great job of communicating on social media, especially because the way that Instagram works now, where you see something on the feed, and then the people that you follow, you see their comments
yeah.
as the first comments.
Yeah, yeah.
So I just always see the Bong Fresh account just
oh, nice.
Always coming because we follow the same people
yeah,
and
yeah,
the
yeah.
same people, so I'm always seeing your shit.
Sorry if I'm annoying. I live on Instagram these
it's
days.
It's great. No, it's good.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's cool to see the interaction because it's like maybe there's times where we're slacking off on that because we're focusing on something else, and it's like
it's tough it's, to, it's tough
yeah.
to have, you know, happy meeting. Like there's so many times where like I'm out and I'm like, okay, I need to check my phone because like something, like even right now I'm just like
yeah, right.
so I check
like,
my
even,
phone.
Even on the drive here you're like, oh man, I gotta catch up, and that's good, but yeah, it's time consuming.
Yeah,
it's worth it in the end, but it is time consuming.
It is
yeah.
definitely a full-time job.
Oh,
and
yeah.
it just crept
oh,
up out of nowhere.
Yeah.
You know, like 3 years ago you're say social media manager, like what? And now how many companies or how many people, the jobs are already filled everywhere.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the other thing too is like, people I know that went to school for marketing and stuff, and like what they teach in school and the actual application of it are completely different.
Right.
Like there's the taught way and there's the way you like actually works.
Mm-hmm.
So that's always been the thing that's been interesting with me. And I always say like education is what you make it. You know what I mean? Like, you could have an education in something, but if you're not 100% engaged in it or interested in it, and you don't think about all the other variables outside of it, it, like, you're just right into the books and that's it. And there's I mean, there's nothing wrong with that in certain industries, but I feel like, you know, in today's day and age, you got
to
be...
You have to feel it. You have to experience it and feel it and understand, like, how it works and how to move within and
like,
without it.
Nowadays, it's just, like, it's so fast. Every day, there's new stuff, you know? Yeah. Every day, every platform, multiple new things here or there. It's like, where do you even, you know...
How does school even work? Like, how could you even get a fucking degree now when, like, what the fuck they're teaching you, and by the time you...
It's already... It's changed.
Yeah. Oh, believe me, I learned that the hard way.
That's fucking crazy. Because both of us, neither of us, like... Do a college dropouts, like a year of college.
Yeah,
and we were like, oh, skateboarding and start a business.
But you're 100% in everything you do.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it. That's all it's about. That's all it's about at the end of the day.
And you'll figure it out.
And that's it.
Because
if you're 80%, then you're not gonna be able to get past the hurdles. And that's what prevents people from doing stuff, is they can't get past those hurdles. They, you know, the first hurdle comes, like, okay, you know, I'll push through it. Second hurdle comes, okay, yeah, whatever. Like, what, third, fourth, fifth?
They don't have the stamina.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely. You have to, and that's something we always say in the podcast too. Fucking find something you love and fucking go for it, and you'll figure everything out.
At the beginning.
And like, all those fires won't be a burden, you know? Like, the fires will be like, cool, it's a challenge. Like, let's figure this shit out. I mean, yeah, it gets old when they just keep firing over and over and over, but it just becomes a challenge, and then you figure out, I know how to handle this one because I've done it fucking 37 times.
The best is like when you stress over something and then you like, you overcome it, and then you look back like 6 months later and you're like, what was that?
Why did I even stress about that?
And it happens all the time. It's just
funny because I still never learn from it, though. Yeah. Like, I do it all the time, and then
you
I'm like,
can't help it,
I know, it's terrible.
It's like learning how to ride a bike. Like, once you stress out about that thing once, and then it happens later, you're like, wait, I know that how this works. Like, I don't need to continue doing this. Yeah. And it's like, you're just, every time you hit that fire, you just learn something new.
Yeah. As long as you, learn from it and move forward, that's the most important, obviously.
And it's just willing to do that. And that's, you can just make that decision, you can be a business owner. You know, you can start your own shit, take shit from these Instagram trolls.
Yeah, right.
And keep breathing, keep moving.
Is one of these mine?
Yeah, those are.
Thank you very
guys.
Much.
Thank you.
So, what do you guys have going on while you're in town here?
A lot.
Yeah. So, Mike came in. I showed him around a little bit today.
It's your first time.
I mean,
down here.
I made sure to take him to In-N-Out.
That's
and,
right.
Hit up all the important spots.
In-N-Out, guys.
Sure.
In-N-Out.
Yeah.
Is like the best. I was just telling him, I'm like, why don't we have this in Canada? And then he's like, they only have it in like California, like,
it's
like
Vegas.
Right. I'm just like, why isn't it everywhere?
Yeah.
And then of course I went full tilt, and like, I felt it after. I'm like, I'll get the cheese fries and the extra burger.
Animal style.
Yeah.
And then we're gonna. It was really important for us to come here, so we're really excited to be on. And then we need to visit. We're visiting some stores, some of our stores. We want to, like, it's really important for us, not only with the end user, but like with our retail locations. We want to know. We want them to know that we're there.
Right.
We have a personal philosophy on that too. A lot of these stores just deal with a distributor, and they get like sold all these products, and then there's like all this shit that's sitting on their shelf that they can't move, and that's unfortunate for the store owner. So like, it's really important for us to go in there and, you know, teach them about the product, help them better understand the product, which in turn helps them sell the product. They believe in it more. Spend some time with each employee, so that they understand the product too. So you know, we did like. It's footwork, man. It's the stuff that no one likes to do.
Just getting the
face time. And it's so important
to
do
that. Yeah.
Building that rapport with the people that are actually selling your shit. Like, they are like the bloodline from you to your customer, you know? And that's a huge thing. Like, I don't know if we talked about this when you were here last time, but I worked with Ezekiel Clothing for like 10 years. I used to skate for them. And towards the end, this one dude they hired as the marketing manager for this company that's like killing it. But all they had him fucking do was just go to all the active locations and just buy Frappuccinos for all the little 17, 19 year old kids that work there.
Yep.
And these fucking 19 year old kids are like, oh my God, Mark from Ezekiel came in.
Yep.
And you're fucking 18 year old kid working at active, and the dude from Ezekiel came and gave you a t-shirt and a fucking Frappuccino, and you're gonna sell the shit out of that.
Yeah.
You're gonna be making up names. You're gonna be like, hey, little player, come buy this shit. All the chicks are gonna wanna make out with you at fucking school. Like, so just building that rapport, and that's the first thing that they're going to think of when somebody comes in and they're like, yo, I need glass cleaner, and they're like, oh shit, Mark was, or Mike,
well,
and Marco are just here.
The
like,
problem is, this industry's kind of, like, there's never been a real push. Like, there's glass cleaners out there and great ones. Like, there's a lot of great companies out there. But it's kind of just kind of there. You know what I mean? Like, there's, like, kind of more important stuff. There's purchasing a nice piece of glass and papers and stuff that, like, people use a lot. Glass cleaners are kind of a second thought or third thought or fourth thought for most people. So you're right, going in there, spending time with the store owner. But just as important and almost more important, spending time with the, like, the 18-year-old working behind the counter who never gets to talk to like, a manufacturer. Spending time with them and helping them better understand the product, they love it. Like, it's great. They end up selling the product. They believe in the product. It's so good. We see value in it anyways.
Yeah.
And, yeah, you build rapport with them as soon as they're out of your product, and then the buyer manager might not fucking know, but then they're following you guys on Instagram, and then you're commenting back, and they're like, yo, we need to reorder, we're out,
well, that,
you know,
that,
and it's like, he's going to keep bugging the fucking buyer, and the buyer, and it's just constant flow, and it's...
The worst idea, like, the worst thing I can think of is selling someone product and having it just sit there. Like, I don't even want my product, our product, in a store if it's going to sit there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to do you that disservice. I don't want to waste up your shelf space. If you don't see value in it, then please don't carry it. But we hope that you do see value in it, and we want to help you push it. Even the way our website is set up, it's structured so that each store that carries the product is on our locator, so that if someone in that area goes online and is interested in purchasing, they can see where to purchase at a retail location. So we want to drive business to them.
Right.
And when people go in there to buy our cleaner, then they're probably going to buy papers, and maybe they're going to see a piece of glass. So hopefully we're driving business there. And on top of that, we always, whenever we set up a new account, we throw an extra, some extra items in there and do a free giveaway, again, to bring attention to that new location, hopefully drive business there. Yeah, we're trying to help them out.
No,
so
awesome.
A lot of them see value in it.
I
most people are really receptive.
You want to work with the people that are receptive to that, so you can work together, and you're not working with some account that's like, yo, I sent you all these assets, or we're trying to do this giveaway for your shop, and they're just like not answering the email.
That's
terrible. That's the thing, especially in this industry now, because it's becoming more and more mainstream. Like, a lot of people, they need to be agile in the market, right? And unfortunately, there are stale stores, right, where they've just been kind of stuck with the same, like Marco mentioned, you know, product that's kind of been forced on them by distributors that just sitting on their shelves, and they just, it's just kind of there, right? And you know, even the, in terms of education, right, like with glass cleaners and why being pH neutral is so important, you know, why scent free glass cleaners so important, stuff like that. And like, we, when we have that dialogue with stores and the people who, you know, understand it, and we talk to, they're like, this is amazing, like, thank you so much.
Yeah, it seems like no one has spent time with them, and I kind of get it, because the industry itself has sort of been gray or underground for so long,
right?
And we are doing something a little bit different, and, you know, like the scent free, the pH neutral, all natural, and the fact that, like, most cleaners currently on the market, you kind of reuse. They promote reusing it, you know what I mean? And ours is a concentrate. So telling someone, hey, ours is the same price as whatever, they're like, oh, well, I'll just go get whatever. And if they like that, go for it.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason ours is different is that you get 20 fresh cleanings. And
right.
So unfortunately, they're not going
to
know that unless we spend the time with them. And we're happy to, but it is a little, it's taken a little bit of time to re-educate people and help them think out of the box, which is fun, because, I mean, the direction this entire industry is going is really exciting. You know what I mean? And scary, because I think, like, big business is going to get involved, and I think some people are going to, unfortunately, be thrown under the bus. Some people that have been in the industry for a long time, you know what I mean? Pioneers in the industry.
Right.
These, and all these small, like, shop owners who've put their, like, blood, sweat, and tears and money and who God knows what else into these shops and building relationships with their clientele. And, I mean, if you look at Ontario as an example, if they're going to have the LCBO regulate the sale of cannabis, you can assume that with that, products related to it.
Mm-hmm.
So what's going to happen to these small stores? Are they going to push them all out? And what
do? You know, that's what's kind of happening now, and there's a lot of protest against it, right? Because all these people who have been, you know, pushing for legalization are now the ones that are being pushed away.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
It's like, they're like, you know, we've been fighting all these years, and now what's the point?
Yeah,
we're seeing a lot of that just being here in California, Bay Area stuff, like people that we follow on social media, and people are stressing, and then also the fires that happened like two weeks ago that just burned down like so much shit up there.
Crazy right now. Mike actually called me before he came down. He's like, dude, should I still come? Like, fires and stuff? And I'm like, it's fine, dude.
Like,
come.
Can I pack a fire extinguisher on the plane, or is
it's
that
fine.
Not a thing?
They're not here.
There's
right.
just
you're,
always
you're
fires down
yeah,
here.
Really.
Like, today weather is like, you should just, like, turn on your fucking phone and there should be a fire.
Yeah.
It's,
well,
like,
well, he came in. But he's like, that. He's like, oh my god, dude, I don't know how you do it down here. My phone just overheated.
Yeah.
Like, the phone's overheating.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like,
this today was pretty scorching. This is like
probably one of the hottest days in like the last 6 months.
Yeah,
for sure.
Crazy. No rain though. Every time it rains, like, I'll look at my friends that are from other places. I'm like, what's this shit coming out of the sky? Right?
What is this?
Explain to me what's happening.
Well, we're due for snow pretty soon in Toronto, so.
Dude, what's that like?
Yeah, I know. I just no idea.
It's actually, the last few winters have been kind of mild, but when we do get those big snowstorms, it's like everything, like the city is just a disaster.
Just can't go anywhere.
Yeah, like,
it's so over our head here. It doesn't make any fucking sense. Like, I have friends back east that are like, bro, I gotta shovel my 16-foot driveway sometimes twice in the night.
Oh, yeah.
I have to wake up at 2 and then I wake up at 5. We're like,
oh yeah,
I gotta get on my roof at fucking 4 in the morning so it doesn't cave in. I'm like, what are you talking about, dude?
Yeah,
like,
that's so foreign to us.
We're just waiting for the earthquake.
We don't get too much. Nice. We don't get too much of, like, the shoveling the roof where I am, but like further north and stuff, like, I'm like 3 hours from Toronto, 4 hours from Toronto. They gotta do that. They gotta shovel the patio, shovel the roofs. Yeah, it's
another animal.
Quite the ordeal.
A whole another animal.
Get back from your job and just go out and shovel.
Yeah, right. Or like wake up before.
Or before.
Oh well,
yeah.
That's the other thing. And then you gotta.
Yeah.
The worst thing is in the morning when your car's freezing cold and like your handle's frozen and you're trying to like get into your car and like break in and everyone's like watching you. You're like trying to chisel the ice off your handle. And then you go sit in there and warm it up because you can't start driving it when it's cold.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's like a 30-minute ordeal.
We're crazy. Basically domesticated, like, chihuahuas here in Southern Like, if something were to happen and we had to go somewhere like that, we would freeze to death the first day. Like, we would not know what to fucking do. We would drive straight into black ice and just crash the car, like, T-bone a fucking tree. I would not. There's so many things that when it comes to that that I'm like, dude, being
so
from Southern
lost,
California,
yeah.
You're like,
Vancouver's good.
Yeah.
Vancouver's good. It doesn't get too crazy, and then you can just like go up into the mountains if you like.
Gets a little
ski.
Frosty,
yeah,
like in the winter, but
yeah.
Not. I've been there in the winter before, and it was just like we had to fucking just clean a little bit of snow off
yeah.
my windshield, but it wasn't
nothing
like
too
real
crazy.
Fucking snow. Yeah, Vancouver's awesome. It's basically just like L.A., but
yeah, just Canada.
More pretty, yeah, more beautiful, clean, fresh fucking air.
Huh.
All the crackheads are on one street. They're all the Hastings.
That's cool. So what else do you guys got going on?
Visiting
shops.
Visiting shops.
Another any cool landmark? Going to Disneyland? Anything?
I feel bad for him because like he's here and we kind of crammed everything in, like visiting a whole bunch of stores.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'll surprise him with a couple visits here and there. Just
nice.
Some fun stuff.
He knows the area. He's my chauffeur. Like we'll be driving somewhere and be like, okay, new tour.
Nice.
We're going over here.
I introduced him to LA traffic today. That was really great.
Yeah,
he's like, dude, I could not do this.
So Toronto traffic is really bad, but like sitting in LA traffic, I was just like, and it's hot too, right? So I'm just like, turning my phone's overheating. I'm overheating. I'm like, what's going on here? I need water.
Yeah, it's just like go through 800 audiobooks a year.
Yeah,
like
a lot of podcasts.
Oh yeah, yeah,
a lot of audiobooks.
That's what we do in Toronto. Just
when did you guys come up with the idea to do a podcast?
Probably about 6 months ago.
Yeah, we've been doing it for longer than 6 months. We've
yeah,
been doing
like,
it for like.
But the
like,
original
the,
idea, did it?
Come I've always
to,
wanted
like,
to
did
have
you guys
one.
Jump on it right away, or was it like you're throwing around this idea, you guys talked about it, but then like kind of stalled, put it off?
So like we're both really into podcasts in general, just listening to like podcasts, and we listen to similar podcasts, and just we just find ourselves here like, you know, closing down the day, whatever, and we're just always having these conversations about social media, or we need to do this or
yeah.
whatever, and like we're like. Fuck it, we should just do a podcast. Like, we're pretty much doing one every day anyways, you know what I mean? And so we're like, why not? You know, let's try it out.
Yeah.
Kind of our platform to kind of, like, share what we've learned, like, share our mistakes. Like, hopefully people can kind of learn something from
yeah.
us, all the mistakes that we've made, and not make those same mistakes.
Yeah.
And then obviously get cool people like yourselves on and kind of pick your brains and get your story and, like...
Oh, I made a lot of mistakes. If people want to know about mistakes...
Get the creative juices
going.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've always wanted to have one for, like, the last... 5 years. Like I've had this mic for years because I was going to try to do one. I had the skate career that was kind of like dwindling down, But I always wanted to have like a host. I just wanted to go in there and just like babble by myself and put it off. And then eventually, like the beginning of this year, we were just like moved into this spot. We were in here alone for like 2 months before everybody else moved their shit in here. And we were just on the same shit, on that same like
Gary Vee tip, just like all that shit. Tim Ferriss,
like we hit all that shit at the same time.
Yeah, for our week.
Exactly. Yep. And then we were just chopping it up so hard with everything. We started getting into all this new shit. And we're in the new space, and we're like, "Fuck it, let's just throw the mic on." And
yeah, you guys are always posting pictures of your books you're reading.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm like, "Oh, I gotta read that book."
Dude, yeah,
he's got a lot of good ones. I try to do more like the audiobooks and stuff.
Yeah, I'm more of an audiobook kind of guy, like at the gym or like when I'm at home or whatever on the road.
Yeah.
They're just easy to listen to and get you thinking.
No, right.
Dude, 100%. Nowadays, it's like just listening to music. It's like there's so much information out there that you could just be learning while you're driving, while you're doing tedious shit, while you're cleaning. Like, I love just cleaning the house I don't love cleaning the house, but like when I fucking clean the house, like, or do laundry or whatever, just listening to the podcast while you're folding clothes, while you're doing dishes, like
it's almost like you make excuses just to put your headphones on. Like, I need to do this, so I'm just gonna put my headphones on and listen to podcasts. How long is it? An hour? Okay, yeah. I'm just gonna do all the stuff I need to do.
Yep.
I know. 100%.
What's funny, because with you, it came up that one day, I don't know if I mentioned him or you mentioned him, Gary Vee. We're like, yeah, man, I listen to that too. And then like we started talking about Gary Vee. You know what I mean? Like different podcasts that he had. And just especially when we were trying to develop this, like I said, there were some obstacles, so we would bring him up. Like, he's like, yo man, keep going, keep pushing, blah, blah, blah. And then when I came here last time, I was hanging out with you, we mentioned it too, because I know you listen to him too. So yeah, I think there's a lot of beneficial information on podcasts.
Well, that's the thing, right? Yeah. And then I entered his contest. I won one of his books autographed.
It was a crazy thing.
So I had my notifications on. Mm-hmm. So I post, right? So I post really, really quick. I was the first comment, number one comment on one of his pictures.
Yeah.
And then someone messaged me, like, how did you message so fast? And I'm like, I don't know. I just messaged, right? Yeah. And then he saw that and he's like, free book. I'm like,
that dude.
That's what I like about him. It's cool. He'll just throw shit, just go with random shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
All right, I'm gonna fucking meet with like some guy. Leave a comment like, "Let's meet up for coffee." Like, all right, here's 15 minutes. Let's go. Let's have coffee. Like, they'll just do random shit like that. You know?
So I think I told Marco my story, or not mine, but my homie's story. He used to work for him.
Yeah, that's right.
Our
buddy that I like grew up with. He's worked in the skating industry forever, and he ended up leaving skating. And I was like, knew he went to some marketing firm. And so we were like hanging out 6 months ago. I'm like, so what fucking, where were you working when you were up in the Bay Area? And he's like, oh, I work for VaynerMedia. And I was like, what the fuck, you work for Gary Vee?
So
and I'm like, then I hung out the next time, like, so how do you get that job? So get this, so he's working for this company called NHS, which is like flip skateboards, independent trucks, Santa Cruz skateboards, you know, like all the OG shit. And he was doing their social media, and he fucking read one of his books, and he emailed him with a couple questions, and he's like, yo, I had some questions about this. Gary Vee responds, he goes, hey, you want a job?
Love it.
And he's like, you want to move to New York and get like work for me? And he's like,
wow.
I'm in the Bay right now. Like, I'm kind of good where I'm at, but thanks. And he's like, oh, I got a fucking office in SF. You want a job? And he's like, just went and did like a accounts manager position for like 6 months. But he was it's just too much when there's just like hundreds of little Gary Vees running around that are just trying to outwork each other.
Yeah.
And he's like, yo, so I'm a skateboarder, dude. Yeah. I'm going to just go back to posting like this dude's 50-50 on this rail like, once a day. Like, it's all good.
Oh, man.
Dude, yeah, it's got to be so competitive there. I can only imagine. Everybody's just dying to work for that dude. And then.
Well, yeah.
Especially now.
Well, now, yeah.
Well,
even D-Rock,
now,
like his camera
assistant?
Guy,
yeah.
Like, he, same thing. I think he just messaged him when he was like, yo, I want to do a video
of
you.
Film for free or whatever.
Yeah, and then, like, after that, he's just like, okay, just film everything. Let's do it.
Yeah.
That's what, we always talk about that on the podcast is value.
Yeah.
Just don't be afraid to reach out, because now with social media, you guys out there can just DM any of us right now. And if you have value that you could bring to us, like, we can all work together.
Yeah.
But make sure you have that skill. Make sure you have that value. Like, that's the one thing that I've been like thinking about a lot lately too, is just thinking about homies and people who are kind of like, a lot of people we know that don't know what they want to do with their lives. And they're kind of just like, oh, I don't fucking know what I want to do. They don't have that one skill, you know? And if you just have that one thing that you go after, and then you can provide that value to somebody, you can fucking, it just opens up so many doors of opportunities.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And then once you open up that door, then you learn new skills, and you can take those skills. So it's just like, learn one thing, and then the one thing will just fucking lead you everywhere. Like, I fucking love skating. I started skating. within skating, I'm like shooting photos of my friends and filming my friends, because that fucking washed up skate career, get to work and film and shoot photos for my homie's weed brand. Yeah. Then we start higher IC, you know what I mean? So it all spawned from just loving skateboarding.
Yeah.
Or even with yourself, I used to love skateboarding, used to sell shit on eBay, or used to make videos, or used to do little creative things. So it's like, whatever it is, like engineering, you like building shit. Mm-hmm. You create, get that one skill, and then you can completely just build off of it.
Well, you never know where it's going to take you, right?
Exactly.
I mean, you guys had on social media, we're talking back and forth, and I was so excited when I came and met you and everything, and then I went back and reported to Mike, and I'm like, dude, this is going to be fucking awesome. Mm-hmm. Now we're talking about doing some other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That opportunity presents itself. Like, you never know which direction it's going to go.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to, like, say too much, but, like, Aaron's going to help us out, and I love it. Yeah, there's so many opportunities.
Yeah.
I like that.
And
yeah.
It's just reach out. You guys just reach out
so
to
easy,
us.
Yeah.
Like, that was so cool. Like, Mike would just be, like, commenting and sliding the DM, and we just have cool little fucking conversations in the DM, and it's like, yeah, let's fucking...
Let's do it.
Personally, I love it when people DM us with interesting stuff. Like, I mean, new ideas. The only reason I say that is because, unfortunately, you do get a lot of the same old, I review products, send me free shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
that's
the number one.
Yeah, like, I get it. But once in a while, we'll get a really cool, creative, like, someone younger who has a nice, neat idea. Like, I want to do this for you, or let's do this. And that's awesome. You know what I mean? Because they might have a spin on something, and it might, we might be able to leverage it. It might work for us. So, like, we always invite, you know, DMs, and we read every DM.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty exciting. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just crazy nowadays. You can literally just reach out to anyone anytime so easily,
it's
so
amazing.
Quickly. It's just, it's very, very crazy to think about.
Yeah.
It's a numbers game.
Back to your point about value, right? Like, that's the big thing, is like, you know, you always want to have, you want to be mutually invested in value for both people. You don't want to, you know, over leverage someone, because then it's not fair, it's not fun, you know what I mean? And that's why, like, I'm sure you guys get tons of messages too, where it's like, you know, I'll do this, I'll do that, you know.
That's exactly what he just said.
It's
hey,
hard.
Send me stuff, and, you know, I'll promo it on my page, or, you know, send me this to review. Send me.
Hey,
free,
I
want to
get on your podcast and talk about weed. Like, what? Like, I don't know. Like, you have to develop some sort of
dialogue.
Something to talk about.
But yeah, then you get the kid that's like, "Hey, I'm trying to do this. Here's some ideas. Here's how I could bring value." Blah blah blah.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, that's worth, you know, the 10 shitty DMs.
Well, even
like on another podcast, you're talking about that guy who was buying the Instagram account.
Oh, right.
Right. And you guys like, let's work something out. And then it ended up falling through. But, like, same thing, right?
It was cool. Yeah. Had us fucking jump in for a second. We were in here, like, whoa, dude. Like, talking to this dude felt like we were in some crazy stock exchange. Sell.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we were, like, DMing back and forth. But that would have been rad. We could be fucking selling hella hats for D'Angelo right now.
I know.
One little investment. But, no, that's cool, man.
Never know.
Slide in DMs, guys, but provide value. Don't just like slide in the DM empty.
Yeah.
You know, like, what is,
we're not giving out free stuff. No DMs about free stuff. That's the one thing we don't do.
Everything just like literally some message like free stuff ? Product for promo ? Hey, and then like 2 days later, free product.
We had some kid just email us, because we have a bunch of people that send us music. Cause
nice.
Oh, you guys want fucking music, whatever. And we're like, sick.
Do they think because like you'll play behind... Like,
yeah,
because
we do all these videos and shit.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
perfect, because we're just finding these generic-ass royalty-free beats anyway, and we'd rather find
some
up-and-coming sound
shot.
That's
cool, I like that. Yeah, I like that.
Give them
you know?
Some shine, too. Because
we've actually seen like one homie, I'm sure he copy and pasted a bunch of people, but he's fucking blowing up now, this Lakey inspired kid. Like, he sent us a bunch of beats, we tagged him in a bunch of our videos in early days that got a bunch of views, and I'm sure he did it with a lot of people, and he's like a hella followers. He's like doing it, he's posting shit every day, giving away like fucking mixers and doing all this cool shit. But we just had some kid email us, and we're going back and forth to contribute music, and then like five emails later he's like, all right, $1,500 for ones. And I was just like, whoa, dude, like crazy.
Where'd that come from?
But I mean, I respect the hustle, you know.
Yeah.
Who knows?
You have to filter through those ones.
But who knows? That kid could fucking close like four of those a month and just make $6,000
just
on his
beats.
Beats.
And shit,
yeah.
Whatever. Yeah. Who knows? Interesting.
Yeah,
got the hustle.
It's all relative, right? Like it's with everything within reason.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I mean.
Right. So something I did want to ask you guys is like biggest setbacks and like biggest. I know there's a lot of lessons learned, obviously, but, like, if there's one thing you could, like, tell our listeners, like, that you guys have experienced?
It was a tough question.
Yeah, it's tough. Well, the one thing I'll say is I encourage anyone and everyone to pursue any ideas that they have, even if they're out of the box.
Right.
It doesn't matter what anyone else thinks. If you have it in you, if you're passionate about something, then just go for it. Go all in. Everyone's going to sit there and criticize and give you their two cents. This isn't going to work and you're wasting your time, whatever. But they're not doing it. They're just talking. You know what I mean? The world loves average. And that's why I encourage people who don't want to be average, you know, but you gotta have that stamina too. Unfortunately, it's going to take a lot of work. In the end, it's going to be worth it. Or even, you know what, if by chance in the end it doesn't work out, then you learn from it.
Right.
There's value in that too for your next idea.
Yeah, I agree with that too. The biggest setback is you can't listen to what other people are telling you. If you're 100, you gotta go 100. And you're going to have 30 people behind you. Like, as soon as you tell someone something, the first thing they want to do is criticize. Like, right
always.
Away. Always. Oh, yeah. Like, and, like, within reason. Like, you tell certain people, and, like, they'll criticize because they want to make sure you have all your angles covered, which is fine, right? But then you get people that are just, like, all the time, just, like,
It's easy to be negative. It's easy
to
find
the thing,
holes
right?
or create holes in someone's idea. I mean, me personally, when leaving engineering after I went to school and had a good job, leaving that and trying to explain that to my parents when I was younger was like, oh my God, right? Like, what are you doing? You're ruining your life.
Yeah.
But in the end, I mean, it took a long time, but in the end, it was worth it.
Yeah.
I think. I mean, I was just so much happier. Even if it didn't work out financially, then the peace of mind, like just waking up happy every day. I remember that first day that I didn't go to work, like after I left. I was like, holy shit, there's stuff going on at 2 p.m. Like, there's people outside driving and stuff. I was just locked in that office. It took me a while to get out of that, like, 9 to 5.
So is that, like, a traditional, like, 9 to 5 scenario? A drill job?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, engineering was, like, 9 to 5.
Right.
It was, you're stuck in an office. I didn't really fit in. I don't play golf. I don't do, like, the typical bullshit that they do. I didn't like their jokes. I didn't like what I had to wear. It was just not me at all. But when I was able to break free, oh man, it was freeing. It was great.
It's definitely
to wear whatever you want, go in whenever you
want. Yeah, but you know what it does? It almost like expands your creativity. Like once you break away from that, because they like all those, can't say all of them, but a lot of jobs like that, they suppress your creativity. You know what I mean? They break you down.
You want to follow strict.
Yeah.
That's the thing, right? It's a hierarchy. And that was the same situation I felt when I graduated, got my job, was working, and it was just, you fall into that hierarchy, and then, like, I was consulting, right? So, like, when you're consulting, you're trying to, you know, they're asking you for your opinion, and you give them the best alternative, the best practices, whatever the case is, and you draw it out for them with everything mapped perfectly. And then, like, at the end of the day, it comes down to money for some businesses, and they don't want to do the right thing or whatever the case is, and you're there, you're like, well, this is the right thing to do. Like, well, scrap 90% of it and just do that 10%. And like someone like me who's like 100% invested in everything that I do, it's like I couldn't do it. Like, I didn't, like, when I did something, I felt like there were so many loose ends. I had no autonomy to my job, nothing. So it was just like, this is it, last straw.
Yeah.
And then I pursued the company that had grown through university and part time while I was doing consulting. And then that's when the opportunity came up with Marco. And
so how long has it been exactly since you guys started this?
Since the idea was a year,
more than that,
two years ago, but it took a year and a half to launch it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like to actually develop it and stuff, it took a year and a half. But we, early on, we promised ourselves, like, whatever we do, we can't be cheese, man. We can't launch on 420. That's the worst idea on earth. Like, that would just suck, and we look like losers. It's because, like, there was so many. I mean, we wanted to go for January 1st, and then
there was that. I had my surgery.
Yeah, and then your surgery. There was, like,
so just
pushed. You know what I mean? It just got pushed back, and then it was like, all right, man. Let's just because I think it might have been Gary Vee or someone. It was a podcast I was listening to. And he's like, stop putting shit off. You just got to do it. It doesn't matter if you put out and it sucks, but you got to get it out. Because you can nitpick about stuff forever. And I'm like, Mike,
I just listened to this thing, and
we just got to, like, throw it out there. And just, like, put it out there and see what the response is. And if there's a loose end, then you correct it. That's it. Yeah. That's all we can do. And there was a couple of tiny loose ends. Like, I mean, but we corrected it.
But well, you tie those because it's already in motion. Where if it's just lingering, you're just, it's not, there's no growth.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, too. Like, a lot of people make excuses. It's easy to make an excuse to not to do things, right? And we were kind of, I don't want to say we fell into that trap, but there were some times where, like, you know, we kind of put stuff off because we're like, oh, you know, we want it to be perfect, whatever the case is. But at the end of the day, everything was ready to go.
Yeah. It was good. It was good enough. Like, we were just nitpicking too much.
Yeah.
And done is better than good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get that shit started. So, you guys launched in April.
Yeah.
So, it was launched in fucking April, dude. They've been in business for 6 months.
Yeah, I mean, so out for 6 months, we kind of, prior to that, we kind of built up some hype online.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. We worked hard at that. But the biggest thing for us is out there integrity and honesty with our brand and with our end user. So, like, any of our posts online, like our customer submissions, nothing is paid for. Those are real customers who have purchased. And we're excited about it, and they're nice enough to send us their post. Like, we don't like say, hey man, send us a video, whatever. They're just rocking that out, and I love that they love doing it
awesome.
And being part of like the family, and it's really cool.
Yeah, no,
it's really
awesome.
Cool. So I mean, it is still like so early on.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what's gonna come of this.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're asking me what advice I can offer to people listening.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I'm in any position to give advice. You know what I mean? A lot of them are probably a lot smarter than us, but I love the idea of people going with what they believe in. That's
right.
The only thing I can say. Whether it's with business or anything else
in
life, you know what
life
I mean?
General,
or a relationship or anything, just like go with your gut.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's good. That's awesome.
So who else do you guys, besides Gary Vee or Tim Ferriss, who else
yeah,
do you guys listen
ones?
To or read just to draw inspiration
what's his
motivation
name?
From?
I want to say his name is Robert Greene. Mastery. You ever read that book?
Mm-mm.
Never heard of that one.
Write it down. It's a good book. Robert Greene, Mastery. It's basically about like how to master things in life, and
mm-hmm.
it is a different look on it. I'm trying
what
to think what else.
Done, Kevin?
I'm pretty sure it's Robert Greene. If I nailed that, oh man.
You got it right.
Oh yeah. There you go, Mastery.
I think I just saw that power book at the bookstore the other day.
Mastery. Yeah, Robert Greene, Mastery. I'm big into Warren Buffett too.
Oh yeah, I just
really?
Watched the documentary. I think it's on Amazon or something like that.
Yeah.
It's pretty good, yeah.
Well, like, even if you look at Warren Buffett, like you look at his net worth when he was like younger. He was making moves, but like all his worth is like later on in his life.
Right.
Right. And the other thing too is like we live in an age where everyone wants it now, like yesterday. And that's why like especially on Facebook and stuff, you see all those advertisements, it's like get rich today, $1 million and like
$1.8 billion.
Is Warren Buffett?
Oh,
ridiculous!
Yeah, but if you look at like the timeline, like over, look at the timeline over like the age. I think at like 19, he was only worth like $100,000, which is like, I mean, it's still a lot of money, whatever the case is.
Dude.
But like, you have to imagine that guy put in work, and he's been saying stuff that like no one ever believes in, and then it happens.
Yeah.
Because he's 100%. He's all or nothing.
Yeah.
Right. Even like I don't know if you guys watch like the McDonald's, like the founder.
Oh yeah.
Oh my god.
That's
our favorite.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like we've had this conversation so many times.
Yeah.
Where like you know like people are always there to kind of like you know, put you down and say like you know what you're doing
the,
is wrong.
The worst scene in that movie.
Yeah.
Actually, I told him because I was like, Mike, you gotta watch this movie.
Yeah.
But the worst scene and I like I'm not knocking her, but it's when he went home and he told his wife, and she's like, oh, another one of your ideas. Dude, that's the worst fucking scene. I hate that.
Mrs. Croc. Dude. Yeah, and that's another thing is, like you guys said, everybody who's telling you you're fucking, like, dumb for trying whatever you're trying to do to hold you back, a lot of times, that's your fucking girlfriend or your boyfriend, or a lot of times, that's your parents or your siblings or your best friends or whatever.
Yeah, I think for the most part, we're quite fortunate that we have a good support group. Like between you know girlfriends, wives, you know family, stuff like that, but there are people who like you know they make that decision and then and it's hard because everyone's just barking at them and like I've heard it from my parents and everything, but like you just gotta keep going with it.
Yeah,
just gotta keep going with it.
I think for us, we grew up skateboarders, and this was like not skateboarding today where you're fucking prom king if you're a skateboarder. This is when like me and young Kevin over here were like two of the four skateboarders our entire high school. Just people like,
just
why are you
different.
Like, what are you 12? You still skate?
Yeah.
And I think just that mentality is for Aaron and I.
In the 90s, right?
Yeah.
They told us. It was like, okay.
Yeah. Little they know.
Going with after school.
Yeah, meanwhile, perfect. We're like
yeah.
in San Francisco skating Pier 7.
Right.
Fucking Brad Johnson or something like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I think that for us, it was just like we were used to just, I don't give a shit what you have to say. Like, what
yeah.
we fucking want to do.
Have you guys all known each other for like an extended period of time? Like
yes.
since high school?
Yeah, we've pretty much known each other for a while.
So me, this is like my oldest friend right here. He's just in the office. This is the first time down to the office, actually.
Yeah.
So he's just playing guest producer. And Aaron and I have known each other for probably like for easily over 10 years.
Yeah.
I think like we went to different high schools, right? But
yeah, so Derek was like, he's a few years older than me. And he was always like, because he was like a pro skateboarder, right? And I was just whatever. I skated. I wasn't very good. I was all right. And so Derek was like the dude in our hometown that was like, oh my god, like everybody like looked up to him because he was killing it. He was, you know, the sick skater. So like I met him when I was like 15 and we started making like videos together and
nice.
Like stuff like that. So it's kind of funny how like it all comes full circle because now we're here hanging out making videos together. You know, it's kind of cool.
It's hilarious, especially Kevin. Like us three have made like silly skit, like
yeah,
sketch
yeah.
videos together and
it's
stuff.
It's fun. You're having fun with
skating.
Yeah.
It's the best, yeah.
So it's just cool, yeah, being able to do that. And so we still look at each other like we're just fucking dumb skateboarders.
Well, it's nice
doing
to, yeah,
that.
It's nice to keep that same circle for so long, you know
mm-hmm.
what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's like we don't all get together very often, but when we get together, it's like it seems like nothing's changed. Mm-hmm. You know?
That's,
yeah,
that's the best.
Yeah.
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 But
what podcast should we listen to? What's a good podcast?
Yeah, what do you recommend?
Oh, here we go.
One that we... that. I really like, he listens to this more than me, but the Drama Short Story Long podcast, the dude Rob Dyrdek's cousin Drama, who was on that show.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And then he had his company Young and Reckless.
He, yeah,
right?
he made
yeah,
the
that one's
company,
actually
right?
really good. Yeah, it's called Short Story Long.
Short Story
yeah.
Long. There's one episode. There's a few episodes with this dude, Kevion Sturdivant, and he's this dude who is a skateboarder, and then he turned into doing real estate, and he trained all these pro skaters how to do real estate, mm-hmm. and he just like grew up at a young age going to like Tony Robbins shit. All the seminars and learning about all the personal development.
Yeah.
So he has a podcast. I'm not sure what number it's. Kevion Sturdivant.
There's a couple of them with him, but
yeah,
those
yeah.
And it's just
yeah.
powerful as fuck, dude.
Yeah.
Just so powerful. He's just like a young skater dude who ended up just learning all this powerful shit, and he's just killing it. And then the power of affirmations and
nice.
And all that and routines and all that shit. But what else you got on your?
I got a bunch of good ones.
All right,
I got the Tim Ferriss Show.
Yeah.
I got Millionaire Mindcast. How I Built This is really good. How I Built This has on just like all these cool CEOs and entrepreneurs that have built big companies like Virgin Atlantic or Tom's Shoes or Chuck E. Cheese.
Nice.
Just all these random
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
very successful businesses. And they just kind of tell their story and you know how they got there and stuff like that. There's one called just Entrepreneur. It's really good. School of Greatness with Lewis Howes. And then Founder Mag. I have so many.
It's like, damn, what gigs? How many gigs you got on there, dude?
Founder Magazine podcasts. All these are very similar. So they pretty
yeah.
much all just have like
yeah.
successful business people on there or similar minded people that just kind of break down their stories and their tips and value and kind of stuff like that. A little more like technical one is called The Art of Paid Traffic. And that one actually like will dial in like how to set Facebook ads and how to set YouTube ads and
yeah,
just
yeah.
give you like more detailed information with different marketing platforms and stuff.
We don't do Facebook ads, do we?
Can't.
Yeah, you guys can't.
Yeah,
can't
probably
do Facebook
not.
Ads.
Yeah. And then
paraphernalia.
I'll give you guys one
so
more.
Ridiculous.
The Amazing Seller podcast. It's more so for like e-commerce type stuff,
yeah,
but
yeah,
it's
yeah.
really cool. They have people in there that are doing 50 million on Amazon and PayPal
yeah.
and just
well,
all
some,
these different.
I got some homework to do. I got a
5-hour
flight back. That's all these podcasts.
Like 700 podcasts.
No, it's good though.
Yeah.
You know what's nice when you hear about all these successful people and they all share common like values
yeah.
and vision and stuff like that. That's the best thing ever because like when you do stuff like you know your passion you do it. But when you hear about successful people doing the same thing that you know you've either done yourself or you've heard and you've practiced, there's nothing better than that.
And hearing like similar things from these people,
yeah.
you know what I mean? Like a lot of them are just I'm just an average dude. I'm just fucking I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. I'm just figuring it out as I go. And you're like. Cool, that's like reassuring that like this
yeah.
successful billionaire dude doesn't know what the fuck he's doing either, you know what I mean? It's like I don't know. It's kind of cool to get like the different.
Yeah. Well, that's what I mean, right? Like they're all very different stories, but they all have that same thing where they put in work. They did it. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like they hustled.
They figured it out.
And you'll hear all their stories and be like, you know, this is the worst time of my life. You know, I was doing this, that, here, and there. And then all of a sudden, they push through it. And like, no one really puts the perspective like how bad that scenario was or how they're feeling or like what it's like. They see is the end result.
Yeah, right.
And that's like, you know, like back to like Facebook where you see all those advertisements, make $1 million in like 6 months. Yeah. So using this and that. Yeah. And I feel bad if people just buy into that because like they just want the quick money fast. And unfortunately, it's creating this, you know, environment of people who are just chasing fast cash. They don't care about anything. They don't care about the customer. They don't care about the product. They don't care about nothing. They're just turning around. Just turn around numbers.
That's how I felt about The Secret. Like the law of attraction's great and the law of attraction's real. And that's some powerful shit. But I watched the beginning of the movie. I was like, do you want a fucking Ferrari? Do you want to be rich?
Do you want to live forever?
Yeah, it's like, of course, they like have to sell that shit because that's the only way people are going to watch our documentary. They're not going to be like, do you want to have self-awareness? People are going to be like, what is this?
they always start off so ridiculous. Yeah. It's like, do you want to live forever? Do you want all the money in the world?
All of it. Every dollar.
The Secret is a little silly, yeah. Like the guy that he's like, I put a picture of the house on my cork board when I was 19. I moved into that house when I was 33. But he didn't know that.
Like the sports car? Yeah.
Yeah, it's just.
When you started your company,
right?
Did you know where it would end up? You know what I mean? Did you have a game plan or did you just roll with it?
Literally just skater, just working at the skate park. That's all I did. Just, I wasn't doing shit. I wasn't working. I was literally doing nothing. I was just skateboarding and probably just partying and hanging out. I was like, I think I was 23 when I started. And I just saw a couple buddies kind of do their own clothing brands. Just like printing t-shirts and printing hats and stuff like that. And I just thought it was cool that they're like doing their own thing. And I was like, I think I could do that too. Like that looks like something that I would enjoy doing. Like creating, you know, creating stuff. Mm-hmm. So I just kind of started, made like a first round was like 100 shirts. And like, I saved up like $1,500 working at the skate park. And I was like, cool, I'm just going to put this into t-shirts and stickers and just kind of see what the fuck happens, you know. I had no game plan whatsoever, didn't know where to get the shirts made, didn't know anything about business, like nothing at all, and just kind of, here we go, it's time to figure it out, you know. And then sold the shirts and then was able to buy hats and then sold the hats and then bought sweaters and sold the sweat and then like maybe 3 years in, a lot of people would like ask us like,
were you doing it, sorry I don't mean to cut you off, were you doing it online or were you selling to like your network?
So I'm just like a little bit of both actually. So I'm still working at the skate park when I started at this time, so the skate park was like a great avenue to like get the stuff out there because I had all these kids that I was friends with and I'd give them stuff or they'd buy stuff and they'd go to school and then they'd be like, hey, where'd you get that, or you know. And it's kind of slowly started spreading throughout the like the little area that I worked in, so it was like kind of cool. And then online, I just had a big cartel site and I just started spamming people on Facebook and hey, but I'm like, no idea what I'm doing, you know what I mean? I'm just like, literally, check out the high rise, staying up till 5 a.m. just on every single person's page, just spamming everyone, like
And this is so like the beginning stages of Instagram.
This was like before Instagram
That was like me, like I tapped into Instagram like way early and that was the same thing. But like, how much did you learn by actually doing stuff?
No, exactly.
Like you did, like I had no idea when I first started. Right. Like I was just putting stuff out, putting content, messaging people, whatever.
Yeah.
And then like slowly you start developing like things like patterns and things that work, and you're like, okay, like I can see why this works. And then you start, you know, do like what works, you just keep going with it.
Do more of that. Yeah.
Just do more of that, right?
like dive into that shit blind.
Well, that's the thing. Like everyone's like deficit approach model. Like look what you're not doing and fix it. No, what you're doing that works, capitalize on that. Keep going with it. Right. Forget about, you know, like if something's not working, that's fine. But if you have something that works, just go with it.
Yeah.
Don't stop. Just keep
Don't
pushing.
Try to fight it. Yeah.
Because that's what's going to keep you going in the right direction. Right?
Focus on your strengths.
Well, that's the thing, right? Everything's deficit approach model. Find, you know, what doesn't work and, you know, fix it. And even business, same thing. They hire consultants to come in to find out what's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
How about looking at what's working and what's good?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Absolutely.
That's a pet peeve of mine.
And, yeah. And it's like, if you don't know what you're doing, that's great.
Yeah.
As long as you're willing to adapt and move forward and recognize your strengths and your weaknesses. Because something I was just reading about was just this, just building systems or... People, you know, you go to school and they tell you it's supposed to be like this, or you're taught this. So you go into that business and you're like, this is the way it's supposed to be. Exactly. And then you're narrow-minded and you can't adapt to what's really going on, whether it's the times or whatever. So just if you're going to go into some shit blind, great. Like, that's awesome. If you guys out there listening to this shit, do it. Just fucking...
Do it.
Just do it. Just start it and figure it out, because that's the dope shit. You're like, that didn't work. don't do it again. Yeah. That works. Let's focus on this. Yeah. Dad caps are fucking working. Let's move with the dad caps. Let's drop the fucking cut and sew.
Yeah.
You know, just find out what's working for you and roll with it.
We need the do it audio. Do it!
Yeah. Just, no, we need to get sound yeah. bites, dude.
Yeah, yeah, just buttons. Soundboard.
Soundboard, yeah.
Soon enough.
Yeah, I think that's the most rewarding part about having your own business is just kind of figuring everything out and playing around with it and seeing what works and having fun with it. That's the biggest thing, right?
Yeah.
It's hard because you want to set really high standards and do everything, but like just having fun with it, that's one thing I think we both agree on.
Early on, that's one thing we said. Mm-hmm. Like this project, I just want to have fun. Like I have other businesses that are cut and dry and mm-hmm. a lot of work and dealing with interesting personalities all the time, and it's a struggle, and yeah, it's stressful. And I said with it, I just want to have fun.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to have fun. And one of the nicest things is this industry, for the most part, like I'll go as far as to say 99% of the people are chill and
yeah.
fun and just happy and mm-hmm. receptive, and it's refreshing.
Yeah,
especially coming from another industry. Like I don't think I would appreciate it as much if I didn't come from something else, but like this is great. This is fun.
There's a lot of compassion in this industry.
Yeah. It's real people.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, it goes back to what we said. When spending the time with people speaks tenfold in terms of relationships and rapport you build with them, right? Like, you know, it goes back to as far as what we were saying about like, with stores and stuff and like just having product that doesn't sell, and like it sucks.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why we've set out to do something completely different than what's out there. And so far, everyone's been receptive to it.
Well, I see, again, I don't know if it was Gary Vee, but I listened to someone and they said, the more we move into the age of the Jetsons, the more we have to be more like the Flintstones and create those one-on-one relationships and take the time to communicate with the end user or, the store owner, one-on-one conversation. That's what's lacking.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we don't have solid relationships. That's why, so I think, I think that personally, that's one of our core values with this. And you know what, it's people think it's all about the money. I'll be honest with you, if we were looking at money, it's I don't know if it's really worth it. It's more the rewards are engaging with people, seeing people
right.
happy. The margins aren't in this for money. Go bring in some Chinese
mm-hmm.
glass or something.
Yeah, people
like that.
Don't understand that either, because you guys have separate businesses that you run also, so that you can do this and truly
yeah,
enjoy
well,
it.
That's the thing.
Exactly.
Like we have to build a nest egg prior
exactly.
to building this business.
That's
right.
the only reason we could pursue something like this. And that's what's unfortunate for some people. You talk about people pursuing their ideas. There's certain ideas that people have, and I bet there's people that have ideas that are amazing. But we are fortunate to have been provided through hard work the nest egg, the capital to pursue something like this.
Right.
Unfortunately, there's people out there that don't have that luxury.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I would still encourage them to pursue what they want to do. There's, once you're creative, there's other avenues you can take. You know what I mean? The lean startup. I mean, figure it out. But I mean, that's one luxury we had. And I feel bad for, like I said, for people that aren't in that position, but it's only right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like as long as when they're dedicated and they're focused, they'll figure it a way.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or you got to go work that shitty job so that you can
yeah.
work on the way, you know.
Oh, yeah.
But that's where stamina comes
hours.
In. Because I'll tell you, like, you can have that idea and you're like, fine, man, I'm going to work this shitty job. And then you get, like, 6 months in and the idea you have isn't working out as planned and you're like, man, this sucks.
You're
it's
like, this
tired.
Shitty
yeah.
job
yeah.
is
yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. just hauling away.
It's so easy to give up. So easy.
Wow, now I'm just like thinking of like all the shitty jobs I had and like to build my nest egg to
yeah.
pursue all the things I wanted to do. That's the other thing
too. But it
too,
makes you who you are in the end.
Well, that's the thing too. A lot of people like they haven't stayed true to themselves. They haven't found themselves, right? So it's hard for them to go outside their, like they know they want to do something,
mm-hmm.
but they're scared to do it because of everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And it comes down to stamina and everything. And, you know, it is what it is, but just do it.
Just do it. Look,
just
look,
do it.
Like, if you're going to look back, you know, in 20, 30 years, are you going to remember that one fucking moment or decision that changed your life? Or are you
yeah,
just going to,
yeah.
like, remember sitting at the desk or fucking working for somebody else or whatever?
Wow,
yeah.
we're like such Gary Vee fans. We're going to keep talking about Gary Vee, but
another
thing he
but
said.
I'll say this. I won't knock someone, definitely, who sees an opportunity in a whatever career. You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean? Like, I mean, there's people back in engineering that I used to work with, and they're good people, and there's, you know, we need those people too, right? So that's good for them. but that also creates opportunity for us. It's all about balance.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, that's the thing too, like, even in terms of our business, like, everything we do, we want to reinvest into the business, right? It's not a matter of like a lot of people just want to go into business and cash out.
Oh, yeah, that guy called it. Yeah, we actually had a call recently. That's what I was thinking of. Yeah. We got deja vu. We got a call from a guy, a distributor, who was talking to us, and he was like, what's your end goal? Like, what's the end game? You want to cash out? And I was like, I never really thought about the end game. Like, I'm not there yet.
Yeah.
And I definitely don't want to cash out.
We're looking at each other like, cash out? Like, what's that?
Then what are we going to do?
It's just cash out. I just bought in like 6 months ago.
Yeah.
But
sounds like fun. How do we do that? Yeah. No, seriously. But when it comes down to it, like, we have, like, we're having so much fun with this, and we love what we're doing, and we're, like, super stoked about the product and the people we're meeting and the stuff that we're doing, that, like...
Like, I'm not bullshitting. This is fun.
Yeah.
Like, this opportunity wouldn't have presented itself if we didn't come up with a silly idea and pursue it. You know what I mean? And this is just the beginning. Like, I love it. I love this stuff.
It's like, yo, see where it'll take me. Like,
yep.
Exactly,
let's start this shit and see where I can go. Like, High Rise, you started this shit when you were 23, like, who the fuck knew you'd, this is your third space, you know, like,
yeah.
You're partnering with these dudes and doing this, you have your own podcast, like, who the
yeah.
fuck knew,
the
you
crazy,
know what
like,
I mean?
Play through
crazy,
your emotions,
ways, yeah.
Play through your emotions at that time, when,
yeah.
you, like, when you first started everything, like, what got that fire going that, like, okay, this is what I'm going to do, I'm going to go with it and run and not stop.
Mm-hmm.
I often think of that too, and I'm glad you brought that up, because I don't know, like, I try to look back at what was the breaking point in engineering when I, like, when it brought something out of me to go, I'm going to pursue entrepreneurship. You know what I mean? And the same thing happened for you at some point. Like,
right.
you were working at the skate park, and
mm-hmm.
then you're like, I'm going to start making clothing. Like, what really caused that?
It was like, I was getting old. I was 23, but I was like, am I going to fucking sit here at the skate park for the rest of my life? And just like, literally, there'd be days where I'm just sitting, staring at cement. Nobody's in the park, not one person. And I'm just sitting there staring at the cement. And I'm like, the fuck am I doing? Like I need to be doing something, you know, like, this is boring. Like, I need to, it's time to move on, you know? And then that kind of tied in with, like, I just had a bunch of other friends that were trying to do their little t-shirt brands and whatever, so.
But at some point it clicked, which is, like, the most exciting part for me.
It was just as soon as getting started, as soon as I got those first t-shirts in, from that point on, it was just, like, 24/7, just, like, obsessed with it. Like,
nice.
How can I, like,
yeah.
find new things, or how can I market this better? How can I get better clothes, or find the better supplier, or meet the, you know, influencer, or
whatever
it was.
The thing is, like, the psychological thing is you invested. So whatever your first investment was, you invested. You're like once you click that button or whatever, and you bought that product,
yep.
you're like, oh, man.
Like,
this, right, like,
it's on, yeah.
Like, now I have to. Like, let's just see what happens.
Yeah.
And then it starts. And
yeah.
once you get that ball rolling, like, with my other business and even this, like, once you get that ball rolling, it's like, you just want to keep going.
Exactly.
Like, you don't want to stop.
Exactly.
You just invested in yourself. You
well,
spent
well,
$1,500
right?
bucks. Like, we all have investments, you know, but the best thing you can do is invest in yourself and the people around you.
I find, in my experience, that people that are emotionally invested in
mm-hmm.
what they're doing end up being more successful than someone who pursues something strictly on for financial reasons,
right.
you know what I mean? I know that, like, for us, when, like, as we talked about earlier, the first time someone orders your product, or you get feedback on the product,
mm-hmm.
or the first time you see someone walking with your shirt, if that brings out, like, the best feeling in you, you're doing it for the right reason.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's what's going to keep you going. It's not about the money. Like, the money is, if
yeah,
you're lucky,
I,
it comes, you know what I mean?
I got,
and
I,
and the more emotionally invested you are and excited you are, then hopefully it grows.
I got a cheesy story for them. Even to this day, every time we get an order,
mm-hmm.
we text each other, congrats.
Yeah.
So, like, our WhatsApp is, like, a thousands of congrats. Like, it's like, hey, what's up? You know,
but,
you
but,
awesome.
Like I said, man, that's someone who took the time out of their day and spent their hard-earned money believing in our product.
Yeah.
That's the, dude, that's the most
like,
rewarding
like,
shit
like,
on
look
earth.
At, look at today. So
yeah.
I had to wake up at 5 a.m. Toronto
yeah.
to get on, get on the plate for, like, 9 a.m. I wake up to 5 orders. I'm like, okay. I gotta get these out. So at 5 a.m., I'm writing these handwritten notes to people, packaging everything, getting everything going, getting everything ready, and then fly out here.
That's awesome. I like that.
So
congrats.
Sick.
That's pretty dope.
That's
oh,
it's
so
cheesy,
man. It
no,
all fits.
Awesome,
he started
dude.
It, and then, like, now it's just like every time, congrats.
You know what, though? If you lose that, then.
Well, that's the thing. Like we said before, you gotta celebrate the small victories.
Yeah, it's the small victories.
Because if you don't celebrate the small victories, then you lose track of all your accomplishments, and then you just feel like you're just like a slave to what you're doing, right?
Yeah.
And you keep it exciting. You keep it like we're always thinking of like new, fun, exciting, cool stuff, you know, for like for ourselves, for our fans, for our followers, for everyone. just having fun with it.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. Yeah, it's definitely like likewise. Like I wasn't, I'm gonna start this t-shirt brand and be a millionaire. You know, I'm just like, shit. If I could buy my Del Taco and pay my rent, exactly. Like, we're good. You know, that's like it. That's all I care about.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Now everything we just laugh. You know, like yeah. That's like kind of something I envision. Like I know your work ethic, and like. I'll put in a little bit of work. I'm not like as crazy as you. I'm not as crazy as you. But like, I just like know that like one day we're going to be in some crazy scenario and just be laughing. Like just fucking passing a joint. Like, fool, you're in the fucking suite at this fucking hotel because we started a channel or because you started a clothing company, you know? We're just going to laugh and be like, how did we get here?
Yeah.
All because we like, fucking wanted to make
like,
weed videos.
Right yeah. Now, like, just think about the process. The 6-year process, all the different steps and stepping stones and all the things you accomplish. Like, it's crazy. Like, if you were to map it out, actually, no, we should start mapping.
You can't map it out.
No, no, but I'm saying we should map it out now. So, in, like, 3-4 years from now, we're looking at it, we're like, look at everything.
I tried to keep track for a little bit, but I suck at that stuff.
Yeah, that's just another thing to add to
but
it.
But at some point,
to
we're
going to
wanna, we're,
yeah,
we're gonna wanna look back and go, that was fun. How did we get here? Yeah.
Dude. Just add another thing to my to-do list. I'm running a diary every day.
That's good. That, hey, writing every day.
Actually, I read
journal.
That some in, right in the morning, right? Like, did you mention it to me last time I was here?
Maybe
your friend's doing it.
My girlfriend's been doing it like every day for like more than the last 3 months. It's been
yeah,
crazy.
It's
like changing her life.
Yeah.
Too.
So
cool.
Even like so, in university I took some psychology courses, and they even say like even in the morning, even if you write out like things that you're grateful for.
Mm-hmm.
It starts your day off in a good mood, no matter
yeah.
what. No matter however your day starts, you just write off things you're grateful for.
Yeah, the gratitude
yeah,
every morning.
Yeah. And, like, unbelievable how it changes your mindset.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, too. Like, and we got to treat, like, our bodies and our mind. Because, like, those are big things that affect everything we do, right? And even if you have good work ethic and you're doing everything, to have that ability to take a step back sometimes and evaluate, you know, how you're acting or what you're doing or how you're seeing... That's hard for some people, like to criticize themselves and look at it. I think that's another thing that, you know, is really important when owning a business is being able to be agile and adapt
mm-hmm.
and change your thinking and your mindset to, you know, to do the things you need to do.
Right.
Absolutely.
You guys know. You guys are shaking your head because you know.
Like,
you're thinking
yeah.
about all the times where, like, you know, you're thinking one way and then, like, the next day you wake up and you just look back and you're like, okay, I'm going to handle it differently next time.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as you make those changes... for progression.
That's
being
it.
Able to pivot too.
Well, that's the
yeah.
thing, right?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, yeah. That's. I feel like we've been seeing a lot of that lately. We've been experiencing a lot of pivoting and forecasting
yeah.
lots of more pivoting here and there.
Yeah.
And, well, everything's changing. Like, it's like
yeah.
day-to-day things are changing and you're
yeah.
like one update and it can affect like everything.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
The whole business,
yeah.
You're right.
And like, yeah. Yeah, like, there's so many things going through my head, but yeah.
Just update Instagram one day and like all of your marketing is just gone. All your resources and shit, you're like, fuck. Like,
well, not even that, like let's say, like, you know, Facebook or anyone, like even for instance, like promos, you know,
mm.
we can't run promos on Facebook,
right?
Right, if they open that up, it like it's gonna be wildfire. Everyone on their cousin's gonna be jumping in on it. Selling
yeah.
grinders for $10
yeah.
free grinders, just pay shipping,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
You know what
wow.
I mean?
Just that one change, or even just the little tweaks, like the voting yes or no on the
well,
Instagram
well, that,
stories.
The polls are the best. Well, I like the polls.
You get the information.
Well, you know what it is?
It's
fun for the user. It's rewarding for us, and it gives us the ability
to learn.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. It gives us the ability to get better products to them, better information to them. Like,
well,
how
we
many...
were able to find some of our shortcomings, like with our product, based on the feedback that our customers provided.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how else we could have done that.
Yeah, like we've done everything to kind of educate. Well, I should say we haven't done everything, but we've done as much as we could to educate. But now we're reevaluating it and saying, okay, we need to do a little bit more, or change the way we post stuff or write stuff. Right, and it's just little small things that, you know, we think we're putting so much time and effort into, and, you know, sometimes it doesn't get recognized or gets overlooked. So finding ways around that to get that information to those people, and that's key. But it's beneficial for everyone. Like, they're fun. Like, everyone does the polls now, right?
Yeah, it's so good. It's direct to you.
Yeah.
The data that you need. Like,
yeah,
should
crazy.
I make this hat? No. Saving me lots of time
yeah,
and money
yeah,
right
well,
now.
Well, that's the thing, right?
Yeah.
And then you get the trolls. We're like, yes, like a one word. One-way question, right? A complex question, just like, really?
Yeah. yeah, it's interesting.
Like, how's your morning? Good, bad.
Yeah, right.
And everyone just defaults.
Crazy. The new one that they just rolled out that was pretty dope is where you could actually tag your product and shop right through.
We're working on it. The back end's a little challenging for us.
Yeah.
But because we're with Wix, right? Because I think with Shopify you can do the direct thing, but we're working on it.
Yeah, getting in there.
Seems like lately they've just been cranking them out.
But it's funny because like everyone's been saying for years they need to do that.
Oh yeah.
Like, that was like the number one thing, and the way they did it, I think they did it very well because it's clean, it's cut, it doesn't take too much of the picture, and if someone doesn't want to see, they don't have to see it.
Yeah.
Just the icon, right?
Mm-hmm.
And but it's good for everyone.
Oh my gosh.
For brands, for everything.
Personals, whatever, influencers.
And I think that's actually going to help even in terms of verification, right? Like verifying brands when people actually tag the brands and stuff.
So, oh yeah,
that's true. Yeah,
and the verified thing is a whole other monster.
Oh my gosh, the blue check.
Obstacle. Yeah, that's another podcast you should.
The blue check.
Yeah. Well, Twitter is handing them out like candy these days, apparently.
Really? You guys pretty active on Twitter? We're not. Yeah, we don't really do much.
The thing with Twitter for us is there's too much noise on Twitter, and the way they have their algorithm set, it's very kind of everywhere. So even if you're tweeting good content, it just gets lost in the mumbo jumbo. And like for me, in terms of how I use Twitter, is mostly for news,
mm-hmm.
right? And like you know, you follow your brand and stuff like that, but on Twitter, just like you're kind of on it quick and that's it.
Yeah.
The nice thing with Instagram is the picture and text combination, exactly. And it's a full engaging. Right, and you can engage in multiple ways between polls, the you know,
paragraphs. You're not stuck to the 140 characters.
Yeah, exactly. Right, so I think that's the big thing, and even with Facebook too. But like even with Facebook, we find it's hard because a lot of people, because it's the stigma around cannabis, all the closet smokers that have their cousins or their they don't want to be liking that kind of content on Facebook because then it comes up on. Right,
mm-hmm.
And like I have like I know tons of people who like won't follow like their moms or dads on like Instagram because like because then you start seeing
absolutely.
It after right
yeah
with Facebook like because it's you know how many years old now is Facebook like 10 11 years old everyone had it when they were younger and now it's kind of evolved into this monster so now it's like people use it's a great platform but for this industry right now it's still kind of it's I feel because of the stigma
it's pretty interesting because trying to run ads and then trying to post certain content we were having problems posting content but then
like that,
you'd see these videos they get like 3 million views in a week and you're like our shit just got taken down we posted it yesterday
it's funny because sometimes like I remember you guys had one podcast where you guys talking about like you set up all this time to make these amazing videos and then you have like that one iPhone video that and that's what we find
that's
like
literally
like,
what we're learning more and more every day is like it's
well,
everything's shifting to that
the customer submissions we get like blow up because they're real submissions right and the one we just posted today it's a great submission you see everything and even the girl apologized to us that her hands were like she was trying to use the tool and take the video
it
wasn't that clear but I mean it's the raw nature of a customer submission
mm-hmm.
but it's funny that like you know we make professional videos we get them done and like we post them and like we're happy about them people love it and they don't blow up as much as you know
I personally still don't understand like I talk to Mike about it all the time I don't get it like some stuff we'll invest a lot of time in posting or I think it's like a really clean video like well done the edit's great everything's good and it's like gets mediocre views and then we'll post something else and it like blows up and I'm like, what the hell happened there? Like, how'd this thing get 30,000 like views so quick? And Mike's like, there's no set.
It's just how the algorithm picks it up, right? It depends on how much engagement, how many people.
What time you post?
What time you post it?
When
your followers are online, like you guys know, there's just so many variables that Instagram's picking up these days, and everyone thinks they know the algorithm, but as much as you think you know it,
unless you're a fucking hot chick and you're doing whatever you're doing and you're hot. It's gonna be tough.
It's funny because we don't go there without like I get it that it might work for some. I kind of believe that it doesn't. Like I don't know. Maybe it's just not our style. It's for me. I feel it's just clickbait. Like it's not real.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't go there. But like,
well, it's
but my question is, would that work? Because everything I think works doesn't work. Like
no,
it's so
no, right. it's true
it's like
though.
So backwards.
But you know what it is? It comes out to the clickbait. Like you've seen on Instagram, you go on there and it's like it'll be like a picture of something, and they watch the video and it's like some kid, like you know, on a scooter or whatever.
Yeah.
But like the first picture is like two girls like looking at each other about to kiss or something. Yeah. And you're like, seriously? Like, come on. And it's got like 250,000 views.
Mike, tells me all these, he tells me all these tricks. He's like, see this one? They got like, they have like on Explorer, you'll see like a picture with like circles on it, like red circles.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, what's the deal there? And he's like, dude, it's clickbait. And I'm like, really? Like, how do they even... Like...
Have you guys ever seen that?
No.
So if you go on the Explorer, so what people are doing is they get like a video, right? And they'll just put a red circle in the video.
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking
about.
Right?
They'll
circle something in the video to make it look like that's...
Yeah, like some, like some guy will be like running down the street and like there'll be a soccer ball rolling or something, right? And they'll put a circle on like the soccer ball or like the gap between his foot and the soccer ball. And then it makes the Explorer page because everyone's clicking on like what's going to happen in the video, right?
Yeah.
And then sure enough, it's like something completely different or whatever the case is. But like they're getting all the views and getting the traffic to their page.
But it started as an actual thing where people would circle crazy things, you know, where like the chick's armpit looked like Homer Simpson or something like that. And then like...
Well, yeah. And that's the thing about like we try and be as raw as possible on our page in terms of like the content and like we don't want to...
And transparent.
Well, that's the thing. We don't want to mislead anyone. And that's the, you know... The thing that we find, you know, in any industry is there's a lot of stuff that's very misleading, and you know, people watch it, and that's why everyone's so like, you know, jaded, like on their toes about everything. When they see something, they're like, oh, I don't believe it, right? And then like when we respond to them, they're like, okay, like there's people behind this account, like they're not just posting it, and we even say like you can look at our comments, like it'd be no benefit to us to be misleading. Because then you get the product and then it doesn't work.
And you're not happy.
And you're not happy, right?
Again, yeah.
So for us, it's lose. Like we don't win in that situation. And that's why, like, everything we do, we're just trying to engage with everyone and post the best content, the most transparent content, and, like, just hammering away. Just texting.
Yep.
Getting those thumb cramps.
And then word spreads like wildfire, and then people go tell their smoke shop, and they buy it, and the next thing you know, you're like Raw Papers.
That's the hope.
And you're fucking, like, how the fuck did Raw Papers just, like,
killing it? Killing
you know
it.
Honestly,
I mean? Like,
you know, this is my honest opinion. He's, as a brand, they're honest, they're transparent, they're fun.
They do a lot of cool products.
They do a lot of cool products.
Love it.
And people love it.
Yeah.
They have fun with it.
Yeah.
They have fun with it. And
it's the standard.
I think that's what it's all about. It's about just having fun with it. Because there's too much stuff, you know, to concern yourself with and be worried about. Just have fun with it. Just enjoy everything. You know what I mean? And that's what we set out to do. And so far, so good.
Yeah.
It's a great model, man.
Have fun with it. Yeah. Do it and have fun with it.
Just do it and have fun.
Hell yeah. Well, let's wrap this bitch up. So where can everybody find you out there?
So on Instagram, at BongFreshOfficial, on Twitter, BongFreshCA, and then on Facebook, BongFreshOfficial.
Website?
www.bongfresh.com.
They got the BongFresh. Don't even need the official.
We got them all. And hopefully, and if you're looking for a local retailer, you can go on our store locator on our website and find it. And if your local store doesn't have it, then mention it to them. Let's get it in there.
Sick.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Clean those bongs, guys.
Yeah,
you can find...
Glass. Clean glasses, happy glass.
That's right. You heard it first. I'm Derek Fugihara. This is High Rise Aaron on Instagram. Go to thehighriseco.com. Use the discount code DoobieTalk. Get yourself 30% off. Go to allineedskate.com and use the code word Fuchs, F-O-O-K-S. Save yourself 20% on skateboard gear. Want to thank you guys for coming.
We want to thank you for having us, man.
It's a blast.
We hope to come again.
Yeah.
Dude.
More to
anytime
come.
Anytime you're in town, we'll have to get you guys on a two girls,
we'll
one
actually...
bong. You can take a 4 foot dab.
Party.
And hopefully Aaron comes out to Canada.
Yeah, you guys are coming to Canada.
Yeah.
Get that passport, baby.
Yeah.
Let's do this.
Let's get it done.
I'd like to thank young Kevin over here, guest producer.
Thanks, guys.
Just up the website. So until next week.
Here.
We got a guest next week. We got Wolfie memes on Instagram. Wolfie, she's like super funny chick, smart chick. She's got a podcast. So stay tuned for that shit. And until then, still no outro.
Yeah, we still don't have an outro.
Do it.
Do it.
Just do it. Yeah.